You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. They're horrible.
I don't know what your tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Right. Got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yes. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no.
In New York. Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? He actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex.
Clutch my fucking chest and grab a fucking, oxygen mask and shit.
I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come? I was wondering why I was supposed to get tits in your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh my god! Yes, Marco! Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains raped.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call. Or no, actually, fuck, it's been a while.
Get it right.
Billy, Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that other happy horse shit.
Happy
welcome
horse
to 2016, bitches.
Shut my mic off.
Well, yeah, you kept talking during the intro. So.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah, you were talking while she was doing the intro, dude. You want to play back the fucking Jesus Christ?
There's no video.
You just talked over and repeated exactly what she said, and all this happy horse shit.
Nah, yeah.
What the fuck?
New Year, same
old shit. Same me.
Same you.
Same
I'm
you.
Different.
You're different? No shit.
Every day I'm different.
Yeah, but you're about 2 points low.
It's never ending. It really isn't.
But the jokes are the bleeding.
Both.
Jesus.
So, update on my vagina.
Still disgusting.
Still herpes ribbon.
It's still bleeding. It still smells of pennies.
She's officially changed the nickname of her vagina to Holocaust.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Yeah, so, but I went to the doctor's today.
Okay.
And I got put on some medicine.
Okay.
It's going to stop the bleeding.
Good.
And I'm going to get some ultrasound work done to make sure all my shit's straight.
Make sure you have triplets.
Yeah, because I passed another child.
Jesus.
So, yeah, Bob said it best, what'd you call it, the Holocaust?
Yeah. I said, your vagina is like a mass grave.
I was like, yeah.
I picture fetuses wearing striped pajamas with, like, number tattoos on their arm.
Yeah, I love fucking it.
Just constantly pumping gas. Everyone's bald and losing their teeth.
I walk out.
Like your neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Fuck you. So I walk up, and Fob and Chris are standing outside, and Fob's like, oh, so, how you feeling?
No, Chris said that.
Oh, you said it? Yeah. All right, so Chris is like, oh, how you feeling? I was like, eh. And then you were like, what, did you have twins? It's like, yeah.
Man, you do have an iron uterus.
Apparently, it is kryptonite or something. So, but I'm feeling much better.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You sounded.
Yeah, I feel fine.
Like before the
I feel so much better.
I forgot to leave the recording on before the show to do the extra stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because Missy started coughing and she slammed her head down on the table. We thought she passed out for a second.
I got cookie crumbs in my.
In your what?
In my wrong pipe in my throat.
Oh, okay.
And there was cookie crumbs.
And then you sneezed them out. Like, what?
I was coughing so much
Chris,
that I sneezed.
Back bring in the hazmat crew.
Dude, there's dried cookie crumbs and snot on your wall.
Come.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I was like,
Netflix can do an original mystery in here.
I know, right?
Making a cookie crumb.
Making a cookie crumb. Fuck.
She sneezed out the triplet.
Oh my God.
It's coming out everywhere.
Just be like, all bets are off.
So the third one ended up being like Andy from Shawshank. Tripped found another way out.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Holy shit, that was awesome.
Jesus, Shawshank Redemption.
Hey, don't talk about me like that.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, but I feel fine. I'm good. I'm not anemic anymore, which is weird.
I guess not.
Well, yeah.
You have no blood to be anemic.
I've been anemic like, for like 5 years. Now I'm not. I'm like, fuck.
You get enough iron from your uterus.
Apparently, yes. There you go. I like that.
You look like you're a little more livelier.
Yeah, I feel normal again.
Yeah, you shed 3 kittens. Good to go.
You look thinner.
Yeah. The aliens are gone.
Kudos on getting rid of the baby weight so fast.
I hate you.
Well, everybody be mean to Missy.
Yeah, pretty much. They put me on this medicine, and I really, really, really want to look. I really
would you fuck Michael Vick?
Oh, fuck no. One of the people, or I want to look up the side effects of it so bad, but then I'm afraid. So,
what kind of medicine is it?
It's called Provera.
Provera.
It's like hormones.
Pasta Primavera.
Yeah. So. It's like hormones. It's like estrogen or something.
Okay.
It's supposed you have to, it. It's supposed to make the bleeding stop. Apparently, I'm lacking estrogen.
So it's making you more of a woman.
Apparently.
More estrogen, that'll do.
But I want to look up the side effects to see what it's going to do.
Bigger tits. Ball strength, too?
Bigger tits.
It'll shrink your Adam's apple.
Well, that's good.
It'll make your titties bigger.
Will it?
Yeah.
When did you get that medicine? Did you just start?
Today. Just right before I came to you guys.
All right, we should do a picture every day just to see how much you
I only
change.
Have to do it for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Marco, I'll grab your tits tonight, and then I'll grab them next Thursday to see if they grow.
When you go home tonight, weigh your tits.
Just give me rubber gloves.
And then weigh them again in 3 weeks.
How do you weigh your tit?
I don't know.
Put it on a scale, a UPS scale.
A UPS scale.
She's going to have to go to a truck stop.
Yeah. Can you imagine seeing her standing between two semis?
Hold on.
Wow.
I did weigh my booze once before.
Did you?
So then why did you ask how you do it?
But it was a different thing. It was like a...
It was a Coke scale, right?
No. No, it was a lunch meat scale, wasn't it?
It was like a portion control scale. Like, it was a small scale.
Oh, okay. A small scale? Did you bust that thing?
No. My boobs only weighs 4 pounds.
4 pounds?
How long ago was that?
Holy shit, that's a lot.
Know, like 5 years ago, probably.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
What do you got now? That's a lot. Think about that.
I know.
4 pounds?
I know.
There's a kid in each tit. Oh,
not anymore.
There was 8 bottles of milk in both tits together. And so you got, what do you got?
What?
What do you got? What do you got? Five. What do you got? 5 more to pass? You passed 3?
Oh, pass God, through. No. I want this to be over. I'm so sick of it. I was talking to one of our listeners because he had an experience with...
He was passing fetuses, too?
His girlfriend was.
Oh, okay.
And
Jesus.
His name's Edwin Big Ups, but he was cool. He told
That's
me...
That's a weird last name, Big Ups.
Edwin
Big Ups.
I don't know how to say his last name, to be honest with you. It begins with an O. Okay. But he told me that this was all normal and that his girlfriend went through the same shit, so...
It's normal to poop out babies.
Apparently. They just fall out.
There's a message waiting. I don't want to play because I think it's going to send the show to a screeching.
Yeah, well, let's wait on
so
that.
So I'm not going to fucking play it.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Is it about...
It's from your boy. That's why
I
feel
bad. Is
it
about a miscarriage?
It's about, yeah.
Your boy, Pedro?
No, it's... what's his name?
John?
Yeah. He's concerned for you.
Well, I appreciate the concern.
Okay. I don't understand why we're talking about it if we're not going to play it.
Play it. It better not be mean, John Young.
It's not.
What's up, Jeff? It's the mighty John Young from Glasgow in Scotland here. Don't really have a reason for calling. Just thought I'd to see if the Skype voicemail thing was working. Oh, no, wait, there is one thing. Who'd have known? Who'd have thought that Missy was a vampire? I want to suck my blood off your cock. These are bitches.
Okay, can we get a caller for a translation?
William
Wallace?
That's what? Nothing.
Freedom!
That's nothing compared to what I'll read to you later. The translation is horrible.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
I just can't do it, Captain.
I feel like we're on the set of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, is that Brad Pitt that just called?
With a bad accent. Missy, fucking, I get a text from Missy. You know she was feeling some kind of way on New Year's Eve. She was like, Happy New Year's, boo.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Boo! She called me, who we don't like each other.
Wait,
boo.
Didn't I accidentally call you or something? I was shit-faced.
Did you really?
No, but I know.
What's going on?
I have no idea. She called me boo.
This is how drunk I was. I thought I had called you, and you were saying that you called me. I called you, and I'm like, sorry for calling you.
No, you called me boo is what I said.
Oh, you did
I
say
said,
it.
Are you okay? Because you're
oh, yeah.
This is for somebody else. You
did.
Me
you
boo.
Said you must be drunk, and I said so drunk. Ha, ha, ha. And then he said, I know you called me boo, LOL. And then I went, yo, what the fuck, really? Ha, ha, my bad.
I'd be the last one out of three that you would call boo.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I thought I called your cell phone. That's how drunk I was. I wasn't even translating
what?
That I called you boo. I thought I had called you, and I'm like, oh, sorry that I called you.
No.
What the yeah. fuck?
I was wasted.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Listen, but you guys got to know something, because I'm super proud of it. I played beer
How many pop. Guys you blow that night?
None. I played beer pong, and I was the undefeated champion.
That's a great...
Right, were you
that's
fucking 20?
No, but you don't...
Which is a flying fuck.
No, listen... I never win at beer pong.
Oh, well then.
Ever.
Oh, my fault.
It's quite a goal to achieve at 40. Good for you.
45.
But I won. I beat everybody.
Look, I think you were doing good even before you played beer pong. I mean, you were making every fetus in the toilet.
That's true, I was.
Fetus pong.
Edwin said his situation was walking down the street.
Wait, what?
Like, they were walking down the street and
she just dropped the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Further along than I was.
Really?
What do you mean? Like the kid was bigger?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And he said he lived in a third world country.
What?
I don't know where he
so
lives.
So it's normal.
Yeah.
It's not the third day it's baby normal. On the street that day.
It's normal to see uncooked babies, like, bungee jumping from pussies? Is that what's normal?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Jesus Christ, Bob.
You jumping?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Jesus.
What'd I say?
That was hilarious. I liked it.
Fucking bungee jumping.
I don't know what's so funny.
I got a visual. Holy shit. Oh, man.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that, Edwin. Big ups.
I'm trying to see where he lives.
Mark, did you take up smoking?
No.
God.
Went down the wrong pipe, man. Holy fuck.
Oh, my God. He lives somewhere where I cannot explain.
Can you spell it?
C-H-I-Q.
C-H-I-Q.
U-I.
U-I.
M-U.
M-U.
L-A.
I feel like you're just saying letters at this point.
Chickamula?
Chickamula.
Chickamula.
But he currently
Dominican
lives
Republic.
He currently lives in Guatemala City in Guatemala.
Oh, not Guadalajara.
not Guadalajara.
Isn't that New York?
Yeah. Where's Chickamauga or whatever the fuck?
Chickamula.
Chickamulungla.
Abdullah Alung.
Listen, if I were to pronounce this, I would say
Chickamula.
Chick-U-I-Mula.
No. You're an idiot.
Chick-U-I.
Abdullah Abu Ghaba.
She said Chick-U-I-Mula.
Chick-U-I-Mula.
And she let a little after his.
Chick-U-I-Mula.
That mute.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking far.
The fuck is wrong with
you? Somatoma Satan. Somatomatoes.
That's it. Chickamula.
Yeah. So what'd you guys do on New Year's Eve, though? I chilled in my house with a couple friends. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went out to dinner with the girl.
Sweet.
That was
Did you rage,
it.
Chris?
Did you rage?
Did I rage? I wouldn't actually call it raging.
No rage?
No raging.
What'd you do?
I took a road trip, actually.
Fucking hell, where'd you go?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, it wasn't enough the first time we went?
I had a fucking blast.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you like about it the first time we went?
Nothing really.
Oh, okay. It's a hell of a destination to pick.
Why'd you go to Columbus, Ohio?
It was a ghost town.
dude, it was a blast.
Really? Did you go for Flyers game or something?
No.
Okay.
Why Columbus, Ohio?
I can't really give you a good answer to that question.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I drove fucking 7.5 hours to a city that I don't know anybody in by myself.
Yeah, well, I'd do that shit.
No, you're a weirdo.
I would do it.
No, I went with one of my friends.
Cool.
No, like, if we go to Philly, we're going to have to get a fucking room in Philly because neither one of us are going to be able to drive back to Jersey.
Right.
So why not just take a trip somewhere else and get a room?
But
and
why
have a blast?
Columbus? Why?
My boy was like, how about Columbus? I said, fuck it. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Come on, faggot.
So Columbus, Ohio was fun?
I had a blast.
Shit.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Did you guys go to that bar we went to? Was that still up that one?
No,
that
we didn't go. We didn't go downtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was anywhere else.
Well, it's a big city. I mean,
is it?
I mean, not like Philly big, but there's different sections. We went to a different section of it. I don't know what it was.
And it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, we had a fucking blast, dude.
That's cool.
Uber ride home was $90.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
For like 12 miles.
Yeah, but that's some people pay over $1,000.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
For Uber?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
But they were, I mean, those people are going like
crooks
60, 70 miles away.
Yeah, but $1,000.
That's a lot of money. What would a cab cost to do 60, 70 miles?
Listen,
a lot of money.
You know, I hate people who complain about Uber. First of all, you can estimate the fare before you even click on it. Secondly, it tells you how many times the normal rate it's going to be. It's not like they just surprise you with this fucking bill.
Right.
They did.
I knew it was going to cost me.
Yeah,
I knew it was going to cost me like $100 for that ride home.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
It's convenient. You just fucking tap on your phone and it comes right
down. I don't deny that Uber's convenient. I'm just saying
like a lot of people.
$1,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but they knew that before they.
Yeah, I know.
For people to fucking complain about it and post it online and shit.
Right.
Like, you know that's what it's going to cost you before you fucking.
Right.
If you're smart, if you click on it, you know it's going to cost you that much.
Right.
And, like, it pops up real big on the screen. Like, mine was, I want to say 4.6 times the normal rate.
Jesus. Is that because of the holidays? Because it's New Year's
Eve? Demand goes up, the rates go up.
Okay. All right. I've only used it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, like anything, like cabs. It's the same shit. Cabs do it.
It's awesome.
Uber is awesome. It's fucking
badass. I never need it.
But, like, cabs do the same goddamn thing on holidays. Like,
no, it comes in handy.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm old school. I drive drunk. I'm not a quitter.
I've been told I'm a better drunk driver than
because that's
sure
you are. That's correct.
Well, fucking hey, dude. Columbus, Ohio.
And then New Year's Day, we stopped in Harrisburg.
That's amazing.
My friend that I went with, he used to go to school out there, so he knew a bunch of people out there. You know there's bars in Harrisburg you could smoke in still?
Really? I believe it.
Dude,
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh area. Like I know you're talking about Harrisburg, but in Pittsburgh, there's still a couple bars you can smoke.
Yeah.
It's like normal.
That's crazy.
Fucking half mile from where Mike lives,
mm-hmm.
a bar we go to all the time that you can smoke in.
Really?
In Jersey? New Jersey?
In fucking PA.
I gotta be honest with you.
You didn't like it.
It's fucking disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It is fucking.
There's a couple bars in Philly still where you can smoke. They're dives.
So gross.
But it when we went there,
it is because it's stale.
Yeah, we went in there like a year and a half ago. We did like a bar crawl and we stopped in there. And I was happy. I was like, I get to smoke in the bar. Which it didn't matter because it was a nice day out, so it's not like I couldn't wait out. But honestly, after like 15 minutes, I was like, Jesus,
the
I'm smell so glad.
The like as soon as you walk in, like you almost want to vomit.
I'm glad.
So bad.
I'm glad that they don't let smoking anymore in bars.
Me too. After seeing this, because you know, growing up, it was every bar was smoking.
Well, yeah, I mean that was the norm.
Then they pass this along, you're like, oh, it's such bullshit, but it's so much better.
Dude, when I was a kid, doctors smoked in hospitals.
Yeah. How about that?
So, I mean, you know, and I think at some point before I was born, I'm pretty sure, like, surgeons would smoke in the room during surgery. Like, if one wasn't working on the body and standing by or whatever, they'd probably, like, take a drag or two. So imagine, like, talk about secondhand smoke. You know,
I don't doubt it.
You know, I mean, it was the norm.
Yeah. They didn't know that smoking was that bad for you then, that's why.
Smoking was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was cool.
There was a billboard for it every 10 feet.
No, speaking anymore. Of billboards, on the ride from, I guess, between Pittsburgh and Harrisburg, there were, I mean, there's a shit ton of billboards.
Bill Burr. Wow, there's a lot of billboards was everywhere.
On the Pennsylvania Turnpike. But the two billboards
yes,
you see the most
slow it down.
Are porn.
Really?
And God.
Really?
Isn't that the strangest combination?
Whoa.
Interesting.
So it's like seeing a billboard for like the KKK and like Dave Chappelle's Block Party.
What were the porn billboards?
Billboards?
Some
fogs. That's tough. Now, you see that shit going to Florida.
That's what two words. There's a lot of porn stores on the way, I guess.
For the truckers.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. You see a lot of that going to Florida.
Yeah.
For the truckers.
For the you guys lonely feel like, men on the road.
Feel like praying or you feel like jerking off? Which one would you rather do?
I'm going to go jerking off.
Pray that I get some pussy.
You go to the church first. Say Hail Mary and you go get a prostitute, hopefully.
Pray that you don't get AIDS.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a weird combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Because in, like, Philly, it's all, like, Dunkin' Donuts and, like, lawyers. What? Yeah, like, the billboards in Philly.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck? Pay attention. And, like, vodka.
Okay. It's really not as bad as what Chris said. I mean... Chris is really two ends of the spectrum, where donuts, lawyers, and vodka really have...
Oh, no, I wasn't saying it was...
It's a good analogy.
I'm just saying, like, Philly is boring.
That's not really. I disagree, because the roads that I take and I see billboards, there's billboards for, like, risque, and they have a new porn star every month that shows up, and they put her big-ass dick-sucking lips on the billboard. You almost get into an accident when you're looking at it, you know? And now they have these... Well, not now, but they've had these billboards that actually change...
Yeah.
And you're so fixated on it that you're not paying attention to the road. It's like, what's that? Primo's has a new sandwich?
I actually saw that, the meatball sub.
Well, it's the sandwich of the month. I saw it today coming home. It's on the Walden Bridge.
It is on the Walden Bridge.
Yeah, I saw it today. Every day I come home, I see it. It's on the right-hand side.
I was stuck on the Walden Bridge. I was stuck staring at that sign for half hour the other day.
So was I.
Me and Marco were stuck.
Marco, you saw it. You can take the same bridge to come home.
I see it. I didn't want to be the one to say it, though.
Gives a fuck. I'm fat. What's there to hide? Have I been doing a good job of camouflaging this or something?
Oh my God.
You look like a dock worker tonight.
Yeah. You like that? You know what's funny? I was watching The Great Outdoors the other day.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's like good one movie. Of my favorites. And I realized that I am like a cross between John Candy, looks wise. I'm a cross between John Candy and like a Ninja Turtle.
Where'd you come up with that?
I have like the head of a Ninja Turtle now.
With that hat on you.
Well, yeah, that's obvious, yeah. But I mean, like, my head is like a Ninja Turtle. And the rest of my body's like John Candy, and I'm just like, I'm fucked. Life is over.
Oh my God.
There's no more resolutions. I've given up. I've thrown the hat in.
Don't give up, man.
I don't mean like I'm going to kill myself. I'm doing that anyway. I'm just doing it slowly. What I'm saying is I don't, you know, I'm done, like, thinking, oh, I gotta get to the gym. Fuck the gym. Gives a shit.
Oh, man.
Cares. I don't give a fuck. I really just don't care.
Well, if you don't care, then who gives a shit?
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
You want to be happy? Be happy.
Yeah, I am happy.
Fucking
really? I'm happy because I watch all these idiots eating leaves, and I'm just laughing my ass off as, like, the last bit of barbecue sauce drips off my chin.
That's awesome.
How's that plant taste, faggot?
You just described my dinner every night.
Yeah. I'm eating candy, and that's it. I'm on a candy diet.
That's okay, awesome. That's good.
She's on the John Candy diet.
Yeah, that's right. It works.
All right, so everyone had a good New Year's. Marco, what about yours?
I had a great New Year's. I had a great one, man. It was turning out to be
Yeah, Margaret got married.
Don't say that.
Same woman?
Yeah.
Easy.
Return of the Jedi.
No, I had a good one.
Third installment in the Karuli saga.
Third and last.
Why was it so good?
Easy with that. Come on with that.
It should turn right into the Star Wars music.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
Do Jesus you, Christ. Marco, take this woman?
Get it out. Get it out.
So go ahead. Finish up.
I met a woman. I met a beautiful woman at, of all places.
The Brown Banana.
Kleinberger and Nussie Christmas party.
Okay, you act like our listeners know.
Yeah. So Richard Kleinberger, the lawyer. I'm looking Kleinfeld. At you saying. Yeah, Kleinfeld.
So you met her at a Christmas party. You had no business being at that.
What are you talking about? I just got a bill for $1,400. Trust me, I'm eating fucking free.
Did
right?
you take any business cards for your next divorce?
As a matter of fact, you didn't smell his bedroom, all the shrimp he stole. He emptied out. He took his sock off and filled it with shrimp.
More like pizza. But so, God bless him. He's trying to introduce me to everybody and introduce me all these divorcees and shit. And
this is my fat friend Marco.
Oh man, I was looking fly anyway. So
yeah, you're looking pretty fly, Apollo.
Communicate with Missy when you're going to talk like that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So what he was saying?
Speak
was,
English.
He was dripping with swagoo.
You got that, Miss?
I got it, man.
So Missy's been on it the whole time.
She has been.
Me
on
and
it.
Chris are like checking out.
So I'll try to I'm talk proper.
Trying to figure out big ups.
Big ups with an O at the end of it. Apparently,
I'll try to speak
the Italian. Big ups, so.
Big ups, so.
Just keep it proper. Proper English. So you know, I know a bunch of people there from the neighborhood, and then. It was like I saw this beautiful face just out of the middle of a crowd.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm serious.
I saw this beautiful face.
I spotted her
from across the room.
Why are you joking?
You're a faggot.
I'm telling you.
You're a fucking
I'm
faggot.
I'm telling you what happened.
Go ahead.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Once you saw this beautiful face floating around the room, oh, what'd Jesus you do Christ. To it?
What I did?
That's so creepy.
Nothing. What do you think I did? Chris, what do you think I did?
I haven't seen this gay movie yet, but go ahead.
Put on your swag suit.
It was like running through a poppy field, you know?
Oh my
you
God.
Ain't running nowhere, you fat fuck, unless there was a cheesesteak on the other side of the room.
All right, lightly jog.
Oh my God, this story is incredible.
You fat fuck.
You can do the story. I knew this was going to happen.
Fat pig. All right, so you see the beautiful face. What do you do?
I do nothing. She walks by.
You check out that ass.
I check out that ass.
All right.
Of course, she's wearing a dress. Are you done?
That's how you respond. You're like,
And he went over to her like,
you think I talked to her? Do you actually think I walked up to her and talked?
No, of course not. I've seen you work.
No, I didn't.
You're like Union. You put in 5 minutes every 3 hours.
No. I just happened to be called to her table by these three frumpy girls. Okay?
That's kind of mean.
They were nice, but they were just frumpy. But they were nice. They called me over. Hey, I know who you are. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they know you from the Jersey Joke Show?
No.
Frumpy girls. I know who you are. You've put on a lot of weight since the last time I saw you.
Be like, fuck you, bitch. You frumpy.
Jesus Christ.
You fat piece of shit.
Can I finish?
No. How's it feel?
How's it feel? I feel like you, Miss. I really do.
Good. All right, keep it going.
Jesus Christ. I can't.
This is only the beginning.
I know it is. I knew this was coming. Are you kidding me?
You see the frumpy girls.
I see the frumpy girls.
You're like,
talking.
Fucking, I'll get
I'm
some
looking across. No, then the hot chick and her friend are at this table. Her name is Danielle. She's sitting at the table. And I'm
look at this fat motherfucker.
Yeah, well, why won't he leave?
Why won't he leave? He's eating all our food.
He smells like an Italian hoagie.
The frumpy girls thought he had a hoagie.
Look at him. He's wearing sneakers to a nice event. Everybody's got a tie on. He's got fucking Nikes on.
He smells like bologna.
Why would I smell like bologna?
I don't know.
It looks like his hooded sweatshirt is choking him. His neck so fat.
Oh my God. He's so fucking creepy.
Well,
I think you just put something in your drink.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's just leave.
Fucking jerk off.
You fat son of a bitch. All right. So.
I'll have you know that she was asking about me.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, I didn't make any moves because I'm a pussy. She just happened to be talking to a friend of mine from the neighborhood.
Was it your dyed beard that drew you into her?
My balls.
It was my good looks, Christopher.
It wasn't a dyed beard?
It wasn't a dyed beard, no.
Okay.
You're a fucking fag?
It wasn't a dyed beard that's a completely different color from your hair on your head.
No, it wasn't. Okay. It's hard to find a match.
No, I don't know. I would never dye my beard. I'm not a faggot.
Fucking idiot.
Maybe that's why you need to get laid.
I don't have a beard.
Chris has no facial hair at all.
I can't finish the story with you fucking twats.
What finish the story.
I'm confused.
Listen, I'm not cock-blocking.
If it was a sandwich, you'd finish it, you fat fuck.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
So she was asking about you. She was like, damn, yeah, of course I love bologna.
I was... Is this revenge, Missy? Is this revenge? Bit. Okay.
That fat cocksucker.
Go away, fat man.
Jesus Christ.
And a beast man.
You guys are killing me.
Give me the fucking creeps.
All right. Keep the momentum going. So she's like, yo, frumpy friend.
Get the fuck out of here.
So yo, ugly girl, go talk to the fat guy. You guys are on the same level and bring him over here.
Well, she the fucked up thing is she thought I was with the three frumpy women.
You fat fuck.
Yeah, that's it. She thought I was with them. Like I fucking couldn't pull a hot chick.
Well, that makes sense.
What are you talking about?
Jesus Christ.
All right. So wait.
I should keep my mouth shut.
So she didn't talk to you?
Yeah. Well, we're introduced to each other, and we started chatting. She was at this end of the table. I was at this far end. So we just, from the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. And then the frumpy chicks left. I slid in. We had some talks. And we were chatting. And then she pulled the line on me. And the other, hey, you got a Facebook? And I was like, yeah, I got a Facebook.
What kind of line is that?
I don't know.
The line.
It's
hey, you got a Facebook?
Listen, at this fucking point, I was reaching for anything. I mean, I any sign would do.
She was like, hey, you got a Facebook? He's like, yeah, I already friend requested you. Go look at it.
I'm a creep. Yeah, I've been looking at your page for 3 months.
I knew you were coming a month ago.
He's like, I like everything every day. You don't even care.
Fuck her again.
So we just hit it off, man. It's been great.
And now
ever
you're
since.
In love.
Well, don't go crazy. I mean, we're working on it.
The roofies haven't worn off yet. She's still sleeping upstairs.
They went shoe shopping the other day.
Sneaker shop. I didn't buy any sneakers. She bought some sneakers.
But she was stealing his heart in the process.
Yes, she was. She likes sneakers, man. Can't ask for anything more.
Right? I mean, you should probably ask for a little
bit. Well, yeah, a little bit.
Just fucking joking, obviously.
God, yeah, his wife was shopping. Perfect, except she didn't like sneakers.
God, man.
That was the end of the relationship.
Yeah, that did it in.
You know what?
And the fact that nobody liked her, family, friends, yeah, that didn't do anything.
It was all of her because of her sneaker love.
No sneaker love.
No sneaker
I hate
love.
I hate you guys. I hate you guys. I do. I hate
sneakers keep people together, man.
You're fucking loving this, aren't you, you twat?
Air Force One love.
What kind of sneakers did she buy?
Converse.
Yes. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
At the Converse outlet?
Yeah, it's a great story. I felt like I was there.
Dude, I love Converse. Mm-mm. All right.
So at the wedding, are you going to play Air Force Ones when you walk in?
Stop.
Oh, my bad. You did that already.
Oh, my God. Really?
I wore Air Force Ones.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, all of us had to wear Air Force Ones.
So you had to go out and buy a pair of Air Force Ones?
No, he got it for
you
us.
Bought them for
that was our thoughtful wedding gift.
A pair of
sneakers I never wore
sneakers
again.
You're never going to wear.
Yeah. Very selfish.
They're yellow now from all the smoking I do in my bedroom. If there's any indication what my lungs look like, let me bring over those white, ugly Air Force Ones.
Yo, you got the yellow ones?
Yo, you got the stained teeth ones?
Yo, I have a favorite.
They're like
though.
Baba Booey's front teeth. Oh,
can I be invited to this wedding? I've never been any of
enough
weddings.
With the wedding talk, dude. There's so much more involved in this than fucking, you know.
You seem
kids.
Like a smitten kitten.
I am a smitten kitten, as you would say.
Oh, can I say what you said to me on the phone about her or no?
It depends. I don't remember what I said.
How, oh, yeah, it's positive.
Yeah, say it.
It's positive.
It.
It's not negative.
remember HIV positive.
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
No, he kept saying, oh, dude, this is like the hottest chick ever.
He said that to me, too.
He kept saying it over and over. He's like, I've she never gotten a chick this hot.
Would you
I saw a picture of her. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
I question what she's doing with me. I'm not even going to lie.
We all do.
She has very low standards.
That's what I thought. Still. I thought maybe she's lowering the standards.
Dude, she's a fine. Someone with that bad self-esteem.
And vision.
And yeah.
And perfect teeth.
And she probably has like no feeling in her hands. So she doesn't feel your body.
She has MS.
Jesus Christ.
I want to fuck a fat guy before I die.
Yeah, maybe my charity case.
Yeah.
Did you buy her sneakers or did she
No,
buy
she
them
bought
herself?
Them. No.
No, let's not get crazy. Yeah. I'm not buying her sneakers.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, she bought them, dude.
Marco was taking money out of the homeless guy's cup just so he can afford a fucking coffee. He's on a budget right now.
Oh my God!
So that's good. You're in love. That's
I'm not,
awesome, man.
It's not. Stop with the love. We're working on it.
She's beautiful, man.
I know.
She is.
I know.
She's very pretty.
She's gorgeous.
She's got a great. She's great job. Great personality.
Yeah. She's
no.
Listen.
Up her ass.
Listen.
Like
she's a find.
I'm waiting for the.
No, you gotta hang. You have. You have no choice at this point. She is the one, and I'm telling you, she's the one. I was right about the first one. And I'm telling you, I'm right about this one.
Don't fuck it
you
up.
You ain't never going to get anyone like her again.
Don't fuck it up.
Never.
Dude, if you fuck it up and she breaks up with you, don't kill yourself in my house.
I'm not going to kill myself.
I don't care if you do. Just not in my house.
I just slit my wrist. But
I've known Marco for a pretty long time, Chris, so have you. And I can honestly say I've watched him go through his relationships and the same shit happens every fucking time. So you better be on point.
Yeah,
this entire time
trying to learn
her.
From all my mistakes.
You got
to
be perfect.
No, no,
there's no such thing as perfect, Missy.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't. There isn't. No, there's no such thing as perfection. Perfect intentions, but never perfection.
Perfect intentions, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Geez. See, the problem is what you want to reverse the effect of all the other ones. Yes. Here's what you got to do: don't turn boring.
Yes, God, don't.
No, really.
I got.
Don't get laxed, because when you get laxed, you don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Yeah, he doesn't want to ever." Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah, start getting in the mental, you know.
But it's not normal. It's not like you courting somebody or Chris courting. Like there's kids.
There's no chloroform.
There's no roofies involved, Chris.
There's whatever. No sleeper holds. Nothing.
Nothing like that. Okay. No. You know, there's kids involved, which you know.
You ain't never gonna know about it, bitch.
Is she your age?
Yes.
She's not.
She's
younger.
A few years younger, but she's not fucking
Dude,
10 years.
You obviously didn't learn shit. You never say she's your age when she's not your age.
She's younger. But
you say that about Chris. Like, Chris, you could say he's your age, even though he's not your age, because Chris ain't going to fucking lose his shit. You say that she's your age. You're 41 almost. She's not 40. 40. She's not. Yeah, yeah.
Not.
That's like the worst thing you could
age?
Ever do.
Around,
she's not 45 either. No, she's
yeah,
close
it's
to
your different.
Age.
Like I haven't seen her since Sunday, and I won't see her because she has kids. I have the kid, so and we're not at the kid meeting stage.
Yeah, it's been like a month.
Like, no, yeah, so we're just kind of taking it, you know, taking it day by day.
And her kids are a lot older than your
older
kid.
Than my
Perfect, kid, yeah. And you got a babysitter for yours.
Do you talk? No, do you talk to her every day?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're in love. You text nonstop?
Yeah, we text all the time. Easy with that, Chris. Stop playing. Come on, man. Easy. Fucking
damn,
asshole.
You didn't even let the ink dry on your fucking divorce
Actually,
papers.
Actually, next Thursday...
it's not even written yet.
Listen, next Thursday... It's written. Next Thursday, it's official. Next Thursday, it's official. I go to court.
Is she officially divorced?
Huh?
Is she officially divorced?
Yeah, she's officially divorced, yeah.
So wait, this Christmas party was all for divorcees?
No. I just, there are a lot of
it's
us.
It's a lawyer that does family law.
It's
I mean,
a good law firm. It's a way to get repeat business.
I was invited to.
Let these assholes keep getting married while we keep coming back business.
That's why I was like.
All right, she was a cunt and he was a cunt when they got divorced, so let's just put them together. We'll
they
definitely
have a plaque.
Have divorce.
They have a plaque of Marco in their law firm. Our most valued customer. We just need him to start marrying different people.
That's awesome.
It's a setup.
That's amazing.
It's a trap.
Kleinberger smart.
Lawyer's head rotten.
Concentrate all fire on Margo.
Can't I just be happy without you fucking twats?
Nope.
You brought it up, motherfucker. You know where you are. You're in the Lions Den.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's great.
I mean, you heard how we started the show with Missy.
Yeah, hello.
I know, dude.
Me and my dead baby.
Yeah, she murdered at least two kids.
Yeah.
Right. Breaking her balls for being fat.
Right.
And
my
stupid.
Look, she
my
murdered...
uterus is a concentration camp.
Right. She murdered two children. You murdered two marriages.
Jesus Christ.
Bunch of murderers in this fucking place. You told her you married the same girl twice?
Yeah, she knows I
did she break your balls about it? She had to have questions, right?
Oh, she had to.
I went through a fucking laundry list of questions.
Another thing you
don't laundry
do.
List.
Why are you so stupid?
Laundry.
So you have mental issues. Okay. What kind of medication are you on now?
Listen, we bonded over bad marriages.
It's a good start. It's a good start.
We bonded over bad marriages. That's one of the things we bonded. She's from the neighborhood. She got that fucking neighborhood accent.
Do you remember everything that she told you that he did wrong?
I mean, don't do it. I mean, sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah, it's kind of like a preemptive strike.
Yeah, she's doing that on purpose. Don't.
Yeah, I didn't really like him so much because he used to fart in my face.
Yeah, of course I remember.
He always went,
is a big
yeah, net. Stop that.
I hope you drop a baby right now.
You know what? I just mate.
He just
don't
mate.
Do it in my bathroom.
You just mate.
I know. I'm like, what?
Don't think I didn't catch that.
Nobody said anything. So I'm like, hooray. Never mind.
So what did you guys do on New Year's Eve?
We went to dinner.
Where'd you go?
Italian Affair.
Better than you really want this to end, don't you?
No, it's obviously cares about it. It's obviously cares about it. It wasn't Taco Bell.
And then we just came here.
You fucking pussy whip faggot.
God, you did your first New Year's Eve together. That's what you guys did. You're married already.
That's what we wanted to do. She was in agreement. I would have done anything she wanted to do.
Did you guys just bang all night?
I'm not going to fucking talk about that shit.
Okay, so yeah.
How about you? Would you do a girl that looked like that? She pretty enough for you? Is that your type?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's hot enough. But
that's a weird fucking question.
Because she has kids.
What the fuck does that even matter?
I'm not sexually attracted to somebody that has kids. We've talked about this.
Missy, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
Listen, I don't have kids.
Glass shooters.
Technically.
Yeah,
don't throw fetuses if you live in a glass house.
She's hot, but I wouldn't lick the veg. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, at least hers doesn't taste like a bunch of dirty pennies.
That's true. I envy her very much.
You'll be
right
cleaned
now.
Up soon enough, man.
Yes, I'm on
it.
Drugs.
Marco's penis doesn't look like the fang of a bear.
The fang of a bear?
Yeah, blood stain.
Jesus Christ.
The pink.
Oh, my God.
Man, dude.
What the fuck?
Holy shit. What the fuck?
Oh.
She knows one of the things is you got to get along with my friends, so... That's the next step.
That's right.
So that's important.
I told her. I told her you wanted to double. She's obviously all about it.
Whoa. Easy how you say
double
that.
Double
thing. Don't get me in trouble.
Bob's got dibs on mouth.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
Double date. Told her you wanted to double. Whoa. I didn't agree to that.
Double with cheese? You're fat.
Yeah, right. What are you talking about? Double bacon eater? Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I had a great New Year's.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yes.
Did anybody make resolutions or everybody's kind of
resolution.
Past that, right? Yeah.
Not really.
Nah, samesies.
I mean, what?
Samesies.
Oh.
Chris is just nodding.
Son of a bitch.
Samesies. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Stupid woman.
Fuck all of you.
Yeah, there's no resolution to make, really. Every time you make one, you don't stick to it, so why make it?
There's no point.
Or you know? Stick to it for 2 weeks, like the gym thing.
Bullshit.
Like
that,
gym
that's
thing?
Bullshit. Even the quitting smoking, it's like, you know what?
It's all lies.
Yeah. Right.
<What was that>? Exactly.
How about going back to Christmas? Anybody get any cool gifts? Were you happy with all your gifts?
Oh, yeah. I got spoiled.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Yeah. Oh, what am I going to get? Who's going to buy me gifts?
I gave you a calendar.
Sounds like you got a really good gift.
I did. I'm happy with that.
All right.
I'm actually happy with her. That's my gift.
Gift horse.
Yeah, I'm not complaining at
all. No, you are. I just stopped you from it. I didn't get nothing. There's going to get me anything.
I'm talking about physical gifts to open.
You got a physical gift to open. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about again. Gift horse.
You're right. Jesus Christ.
I mean, if I was single, I would rather get a hot chick than an Xbox One.
That's true. I got both.
You got both?
Yeah.
So you got an Xbox One?
Not as a gift.
You bought it for yourself?
I didn't even buy it. I got somebody buy it for me.
Interesting. Yeah.
Fucking cocksucker owes me money. Bought me an Xbox One.
Really?
Yeah.
That's payment.
He better buy me fucking 50 of them.
Did you get all the games?
Payback. You ain't never going to see that money.
I ain't never going to see. You're fucking right.
At least you got an Xbox One out of it.
I'm supposed to see it today. You can get a text.
Mm-hmm.
Cocksucker. Remember what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Can you help me out here?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get that guy? Track him down?
Nope. Damn. I don't roll in them circles no more.
All right. Fucker.
I do it myself. So what'd you get? Did you get an Xbox One?
I got an Xbox One.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. What's your tag name?
I'm not saying it.
Okay.
Because, no, there's a I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
I have to retrieve it because it's from an old email that I don't have anymore. So I got to call them because they gave me one. They just gave me one with the new one.
Yeah, they give you a bullshit.
Because I don't remember the password to my old one. So they, in order for me to do anything, I have to have a stupid tag.
Right.
So I have to call them and tell them. I don't know why I'm saying this. This is
boring. Yeah,
I don't
know.
Call the gamer show with this.
Yeah. Did your
can you just
girlfriend
email me the rest
that?
Of this story?
Yeah, my girlfriend.
So she got you good presents.
She's been she has been getting me good presents
like every year,
since.
Right?
Yeah,
the good. First year was the only bad.
Good for
year.
You, girl.
Yeah, well, the first year you guys really had fun with it. I mean, no, it was.
She didn't get you any body wash this year.
No, but you know what? She got some fun. She got some funny shit though that I laughed my balls off. And you guys will appreciate this because I'm fat. She got me like a fork. Like a no, listen. She got me a fork that was engraved, "May the fork be with you," on it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I was laughing my balls off because I'm like, this is perfect. Like, I'm fat. I need a fork. This is something I can carry around with me at all times, like
what
a pocket knife.
Five times XL.
Oh my god.
She got me a little one of the, you know, those little tiny fridges.
Yeah.
She got me one of them. But the front of it is Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
That's awesome.
Dude, it's great. I have it like right by my bedside is like a bottle of water, some Snickers. You never know when you wake up and you need a break.
So she's encouraging you to get fatter. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe no to a Snickers bar every once in a while wouldn't hurt.
That's awesome.
But yeah, she was all. My brother got me like a shit ton of games.
Good.
So
that's good. Pain. Miss?
I got a shitload of stuff. Christmas was awesome this year.
Young Mike did good.
He did awesome.
Good.
Yeah, he got me a lot of shit.
Good.
I got a Team USA hockey jersey.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nice. I love that fucking thing.
Any players on it or just
no.
Okay.
You gonna put 57 on the back?
No.
No. No, no, no numbers.
Anybody who gets their own name on the back of a jersey is a douchebag.
Unless your last name matches the name of a player.
Well, then you're not really getting your own name. You're still getting quite. You didn't play for the fucking team. Don't put your name on it. Stupid.
Right. Yeah. Just asking.
Stupid.
Man.
Right.
I don't have any jersey with my name on it other than the ones that I played for.
Right. You just still have my football jersey from high school with my name on it somewhere.
It was a practice jersey.
That's no, it wasn't. It was a game jersey. Was it? Yeah.
It's weird. Why do you have that?
Gym class.
Fucking faggot.
Because you have to wear the colors for gym class, so he has to borrow my jersey. I never saw it again.
You fucking faggot.
All the high school days.
What a cunt.
No, Christmas was good. I'm glad it's over, though. Because I broke the bank this year.
Me too. Yeah.
Everybody I know got tablets from me.
Jesus, dude.
Everybody.
I didn't get tabby from you.
I told you not to marry the bitch. Now I gotta make up for it because you didn't listen to me. You should be getting me a fucking tablet. You know how much your bachelor party costs, you fuck? And no titties. The only titties there were mine and yours. That's it.
Worst fucking bachelor party ever, I've ever been
ever,
to.
Ever. Ever. It was like sticking your dick in sand.
Oh my God.
It was
God.
Awful.
It really was. It was a bad night out in Atlantic City. Like, it wasn't was even horrible. A fun night.
No. No.
Like, I think that's the least zero amount of fun I've ever had, ever.
We could have done like a mass. We could have did like a. We could have done like a mass suicide that night. Like, we were pretty much prepared for it.
That would have saved me.
Yeah. Like,
I've sat home and jerked off and had more fun than I had at that bachelor party.
I've watched Netflix shows like marathon and had more fun than that bachelor party. All that prep, all that, you know, getting dressed up, going out, and doing absolutely nothing. Awful.
I'm glad Christmas was great.
Yeah.
I got a mountain bike.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Does your seat have gauze?
No.
Is it like a banana seat? Did you switch it to a banana seat?
There's a child seat in the front.
It's a little ice cream scoop.
Oh my God.
It's a little ring box. You just put them in there.
It's like a spittoon.
I haven't read it
yet. Well, it's kind of cold out.
Yeah. I read it on Christmas and that was it.
Who got you that?
My brother.
Your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. How about that?
What's rustier, your underwear or the handlebars?
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like that's all I can smell is blood.
I bet.
You're probably used to it by now.
I bet.
I'm not used to it at all. Absolutely
and
not.
Young Mike's still hitting it?
Not really. Imagine we don't have sex as much as we used to.
No, is that because of that?
Or you just
Or you don't even like them. Honestly, since you brought this up, I haven't had sex as much as I used to. You actually damaged my sex life.
And there goes my erection.
No, we used to have sex every single time we saw each other. Now we only like we had sex.
Do you at least blow them?
No.
You're fucking selfish.
Why? Oh, what the fuck am I getting out of this? Is he eating my fucking...
He pumped a bunch of kids into you.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Oh, yeah, it's his fault because you weren't protected.
It's both of our faults.
Okay,
we already talked about
don't take it out on him.
Yeah, don't blame him.
Not, what the fuck? I'm not getting anything. Why would I give him something? I fucking hate that thing. I'm not going to suck his dick if he's not eating my pussy.
Your pussy's
over it.
Your pussy's uneatable.
No, fuck you.
It's unedible.
Whatever.
It is. Right now, it's out of commission.
You love him, you take care of him.
Whatever.
He'll make it up.
See
to you later.
See, I know for a fact that my girlfriend would never do that to me. I know for a fact she wouldn't.
Good woman.
Yeah. Well, you've been with her for like 5 years.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have
built a little bit of.
She wouldn't have done that to me in the beginning either. She's been the same way the entire time. I got to give her kudos on that.
I'm not going to talk about that.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just saying it's just. You know, I mean, maybe he just hasn't gotten the smell off of it yet. Maybe he's the one good here. It's hard to get that smell. Does he use lava?
Oh my God.
The gritty soap?
No.
You know, like hospital soap?
Jesus Christ. Isn't that soap red, too?
It's like orange.
Is that what the mechanics use?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Grease buggies get off.
He just pours bleach on it while he's taking a shower, scrubbing all that fucking
soaked
nasty.
In bleach.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 3 days, I can't get this blood out from under my fingernail.
Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
The moment he pulls his brick out in the morning to take a morning piss, it smells like a fish market.
That poor guy. At least you can do is blow him.
Christ. No, I got a cod hanging between my legs.
I'm not exactly like, let's...
Yeah, you're not feeling that.
No,
that
man,
sexy.
That's not... That's it.
No, how could
I
you?
I got you.
Yeah. Your womb is polluted right now.
It is polluted. It's popping out children.
Dead children.
No, I'm not exactly like, oh, another dead baby. Come give me your dick.
Yeah.
Well, he still has needs.
You know what? So the fuck do I? You should gotta put shit on hold for a minute.
Well, it's not his fault that your uterus
I'm
is polluted.
I'm not attracted to him like that right now.
Listen, Chris, her uterus could be the backdrop for the next filming of The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
Splash. Yeah, it's tough.
I'm just trying to help him out.
Yeah, you should still be sucking his dick.
Well, now that you three assholes said it, maybe I just will. Just playing.
Just give him a bone.
No. I do whatever the fuck I want. And I
Whoa, easy.
Fucking angry cunt. Relax.
Like my vagina. My vagina is a national treasure.
It's like ground zero.
It is. I'm not used to this. I gotta get back in the swing of things.
God, I...
It's going to be a train wreck down
at this point. At this point, young Mike would rather see another two buildings come down than have to go through this.
That vagina is ground
zero. Can we just fly a plane into your uterus?
I mean, they're going to go up there and check, right? They're going to see that there's a whole bunch of crap up there that's going to prevent you from having kids.
Is
that what they're going to do? They go up there and see? What's up there?
I don't know.
Is there something up there? Maybe I don't know. Maybe something inside.
Like what? A roadblock? What are you talking about?
I have to get an ultrasound done to see if I have any tumors or cysts. Or
that's what I mean. Something like that.
Yeah. But they might not prevent me from having kids.
You're gonna go up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Lewis and Clark.
Like Interspace.
This will be fucking
like Interspace.
We're going into a Porsche. Thank you, Miss Moneypenny. It smells like Moneypenny.
Yeah. Is that a Coke bag?
I need it to be done.
James Tampon.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
That's what it is at this point. It's been way too long. It's been too long. Like, even my doctor this morning was like, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. Like, you must be.
Well, stop the bleeding.
That's why they gave me these fucking pills today.
Her doctor was like, I'm so sorry that your boyfriend's going through all this. She probably suck his cock every now and then. Just to keep him happy.
Her doctor's a female, right?
It is.
Yeah. No.
She's siding
with
Missy.
She's not even thinking about young Mike.
She's siding with Missy.
Her doctor's not thinking about young Mike.
Listen.
We got your back, young Mike.
Listen, I told him he can go be with other people if he wants to right now.
Oh, that's reassuring.
What?
Yeah, man, it's all good.
At least give him a hand job.
All right. Just for you, Chris.
Not for me, for him.
I don't
Sounds like you need a hand
job. He can jerk off. He's fine. He's a She's growing like
the,
boy.
You ever see Saving Silverman? You remember the part where he just gets done eating her out? And she's like, oh, wow, that was great. And he's like, yeah, that got me all worked up. She was rolling over to bed. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so selfish. She pulls out a fucking porno mag and a box of tissues. Like, there you go.
That's awesome.
That ain't right. Don't do him like that.
It's all good. I don't give a shit.
Alyssa.
It's not a bad thing.
Look,
I'm not sexually attracted.
She's
like that.
The one who's going through the.
Yeah.
I get it.
He's not bleeding.
If I was feeling saucy, I would be all about it.
Right.
Banging.
Saucy. She's not feeling saucy. She's
it's
oozing
coming back.
Saucy.
I can feel it coming back. Like my libido
it's
is coming
back. It's a process.
Back.
You can feel the juices rushing back to your balls.
Dude, as long as it's not blood, I want juices flowing everywhere.
Right.
No idea.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
All right.
Yeah, blood doesn't make a good lube.
No, it's fucking nasty.
It is nasty. It is.
Nasty.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you're on your way to recovery.
Yeah, I'm
all seriousness.
Oh, fucking it. I feel normal again.
Good. Good.
You're almost there.
I'm almost there.
See the finish line.
Now all I have to do is get the bleeding to stop, and then I'm great.
Yeah.
Once the bleeding stops.
I'm curious. All the bleeding that you've had going on, like, I'm surprised you're not, like, lightheaded and stuff.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I have, like, bouts of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, not when you're driving, right?
No.
Okay.
It's usually, like, when I stand up too fast or, like, run.
Right. Jesus
Christ. So, having sex.
Well, we know you're not standing up from a kneeling position.
That's true. And if I ran, or, like, if I had sex, I'd probably faint. I don't know.
Oh, my God, I almost died.
Yeah.
Then we actually turned into that.
It wasn't.
Just start slow. Just suck his cock.
Chris is Chris.
I know.
He's Team Mike, man. Team Young Mike.
No, Chris is Team Chris.
Yeah,
Chris
really
loves
is.
Pissing people off. He's a fucking Jedi at pissing people off.
You see the look Missy shot him?
That's why I didn't even look at her.
She shot you and looked like enough, dickhead.
Shut up.
Overcome by the dark side, he is. Oh, man. Hilarious.
That's great.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Ready for a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, we'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing cons?
Do you know what their amazing callers are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
All right, what up?
Yes, we are back. Don't forget to go to radcast.com/jerseyjerks. Donate some money.
You all right?
Half left.
What's that?
Half left.
Half left? Me and Missy were talking about this Netflix original show called Making a Murderer documentary series. 10 episodes of... have you guys ever seen the West Memphis 3 or heard about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. It's 10 times better.
Yeah.
So is if you it? Thought that was good...
That was good.
This is way better.
This is insane.
Really?
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, I couldn't stop watching.
I mean, I won't say 10 times better. It's a little bit better.
Right.
Because it's even more shocking than that one.
I keep hearing things about
it. It's insane.
It's crazy. It's like,
I can't believe how
corrupt the justice system is in this documentary.
Right.
But you also have to take... See, here's the problem. There's a lot of websites that are saying, oh, they don't show all of the evidence, or they don't show all the things that happened that actually point to these people being guilty,
right,
that were found guilty.
Right.
You know, well... It's you have to think like these people do. These are all people that have no their IQ is as high as an 80. That's the smartest person in the whole town, basically the family. So there's 2 people that are, you know, are being convicted. One is an older man who's got an IQ of about a 78, 79,
right,
and the kid is like just below that.
Yeah, he's super.
Yeah, like he has a 4th grade reading level at 16. Okay. And he's not even good at that. So you'll see the documentary, how like the cops were so suggestive in like the, interrogation.
Oh,
they
yeah.
basically, these people would say nothing about detail, nothing, but the cops who knew what knows the crime scene and what had happened,
right,
they'll say something, they'll give a detail like, you did this detail. Like, I don't want to ruin it for
right,
anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You did this detail, didn't you? Don't lie to us. If you tell us the truth, you won't get in trouble. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, they're really stupid.
Yeah.
And people that are commenting online and writing articles about it saying, oh, you guys don't know the real story. No, no, no. You have to put yourself in a position of being that stupid and try to imagine what they're doing,
like,
why they're
listen,
doing what they're doing.
Here's something that won't give it away to show you how dumb they are. The one kid is on the phone with his mom from jail,
yeah,
and he says to his mom, they said that they don't know about my story because it's not consistent. What does consistent mean?
Yeah.
And the mom goes, oh, I don't really know.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is how stupid.
That's
what,
how
where's this based at?
Wisconsin. Manawak County, Wisconsin. It's like... It's really like backwoods.
It's like, very backwoods. It's like all farms.
It's just like the West Memphis 3.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just as hillbilly as that and
yeah,
white trash as that.
They live on a compound that's mostly yeah. of abandoned cars. It's like a
It's a salvage yard.
Yeah.
It's a the family owns a salvage yard.
Okay.
They have 40 acres of just like crap. Punched cars.
But does that surprise you that the justice, like the cops and
this
all that
is
shit?
Insane.
Yeah, but if you the story starts in the '80s, okay?
Oh,
somebody, geez. One of these guys, the main guy, was convicted of a crime in the mid eighties that he didn't commit, and they found evidence that proved him innocent right. while he was in prison, and right. they covered it up. And then finally, when the woman who was attacked, they found there was somebody called the jail where the guy that got convicted and said, "We got a guy who admitted to this crime, and you have somebody in jail for this crime." They covered it up.
They did.
And then years later, they found DNA evidence that cleared this guy.
Right.
He was in jail for 12 years.
Yeah.
When they found out.
He did 18 years.
Yeah,
18 years?
At the 12-year mark, that's when the other guy confessed to it. And then they just covered it up. And then he still stayed in jail for 6 months.
I'm hearing tons of shit about it.
So
insane. I mean,
when
sounds good.
It's insane.
When the mugshot of the real guy that attacked this woman came out, the victim saw it and said, "No, that's the guy." And once that happened, they let him out.
Right.
And she was so apologetic. She was like, "I'm so sorry I did this to you." And he was forgiving her. He was like, "It's not your fault.
Fuck that.
It's not your fault. It's the cop's fault." It was the cop's fault.
Of course. It was the cop's fault.
So he goes home, and next thing you know, a woman dies, and all of a sudden, it's his fault. As a matter of fact, it all started and ended, like the search for this girl started and ended at the compound. They didn't look anywhere else. And it's just like, how is this possible? So because of the shit that happened before to him,
right.
these investigators came out and said that the Manawa County Police Department will not be involved in the case except for if we need resources. Well, the same two cops that covered up his shit back in the day were searching his fucking apartment, and then all of a sudden they found evidence that links this guy to the crime.
After
8 days of searching from other agencies, those two guys go in and they're like, look
baggie,
what I found.
A baggie with a bloody sock in it.
And they were like,
and they literally have cops on the stand saying, "No, that wasn't there when we checked it."
Right.
The murder weapon was in the sink the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the stories that were told don't match up with any of the crime scene or the evidence or anything else. And it's just like, you're watching this unfold and you're just like, oh my God, like, how is anybody buying this bullshit? And then I start to question the judge and the prosecution. Like, these guys are, even though they're lawyers and judges, they're probably stupider than I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh yeah.
Because of where they're from.
You know, right. They have these old school mentalities, like these thinkings, and they look at these people.
I'm thinking
like, these
my cousin
guys,
Vinny.
Dude, like they even admitted it is like that.
Yeah.
Except he's not as funny.
Right.
They even admitted
what
somebody even got caught on tape saying that I looked into this family's family tree and we need to end the bloodline here.
Oh Jesus!
I mean, you're admitting guilt on some level that you are doing something to and they didn't do anything about it. They're not doing anything about it.
And the jurors that were on the case are speaking out now and saying shit.
As a matter of fact,
that's crazy.
The jurors.
I'm not shocked. I mean,
it is like the first episode is like, wow, that's a fucked up story. This poor guy did all that time,
right?
You know, for nothing and whatever. And then at the end, and it's the way they do this documentary series is amazing. Like whoever filmed it or put it together, edited it was great because at the end of each episode, they just leave you wanting more.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Right?
Absolutely.
At the very end, before they go to credits, they show something.
Something else, and you're like, holy shit, I gotta watch
it. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I started watching it Tuesday in the daytime, and I watched 7 episodes straight.
You binged?
I did the same
thing. Out of 10 episodes, I watched 7. When I finished the 7th episode, it was after 2 in the morning, and my alarm goes off for work at 3.
Jesus, dude.
So I'm like, I'm not going to sleep because I won't get up.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't go to sleep at all that night. So I came home yesterday and I took a nap because I was dead tired. And then when I woke up, I finished watching the series and I'm just like, I'm still in shock over it. I'm like, I can't believe, you know.
I watched it right before Christmas and it was like all consuming in my thoughts.
Yeah, and it's you're like right. Insane. Everybody's talking about it.
I was at a bar. I overheard people talking about it. I was at another bar. Mike overheard people talking about it.
Yeah, I see it on Facebook, and I don't want to look at it because I want to see it.
I've never heard so much talk about any kind of like movie slash TV slash in my life. I thought The Sopranos was a big, you know, talking, like, you know, water cooler type of thing. That's nothing compared to this. I mean, everywhere you go,
I overhear people talking about it.
They talk about it on, like, the sports talk shows that I listen to on both stations.
Yep.
They're talking about it. And I'm like, Jesus, like, everybody's on
it. I heard Howard, I heard Opie, I heard fucking other guys.
It's compelling
as
fuck.
I'm trying not to listen because I want to fucking see it.
You gotta see it.
You're not gonna be able to stop. Give yourself some time.
But not only that, don't sleep on it. Like, don't wait till fucking April to watch it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Because it's...
Trust me when I tell you, it'll get out.
If you do decide to watch this, either one of you or both of you
together,
you won't snuggled up on the couch.
Yeah, popcorn.
Eating popcorn.
Fuck yourself.
if you guys end up watching it, trust me when I tell you, it's not going to be anything where you'll sit there and be like, "Oh, this is stupid. I'm turning it off."
Right.
Trust me. I will be shocked. I haven't heard one negative thing about this. Like, no one has been able to stop watching it once they started watching.
That's what they're saying, man.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's what they're saying.
And it's so like.
I hope they're right.
I mean, I have the ability to pause this to go take a piss, and I won't do it. That's how much I was, like, wrapped up in it.
Like,
I'm like,
glued to it.
I can wait till the episode's over, and then I'll go piss, you know? And it's just like, I'm ruining my bladder watching this.
Yeah. You're going to infect your prostate.
Yeah.
Go right up there.
Trust me, it's infected.
Oh, Jesus.
It's probably the size of a beach ball right now. Watch it be, I'm not actually fat, it's my prostate. It's so swollen.
You don't have a strong stream?
Sometimes I don't.
Oh, jeez, dude. You gotta get checked out.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus, man.
This ain't about me.
This is not about Stephen Avery.
Right.
And Brendan Dacey.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Now, obviously, the other big thing, which has been going on for a month, is Star Wars fucking rapidly breaking records at the box office.
It's shattering. Billions, right?
Well, it's past a billion worldwide.
What is it, at like 3 now?
No. It still hasn't beat Avatar's total.
Okay.
Avatar's total is like 2.7 or 2.8 billion.
It should beat Avatar, right?
Well, it's only been what, 18 days since the movie came out?
Jesus.
And it's already close to it.
I still haven't seen it. I got to go see it.
So, I mean,
it's awesome.
It's still selling out. I mean, we went the first time I saw it with my girlfriend was a Sunday, and we didn't buy tickets ahead of time. We actually went to the theater. We were in line, and everybody in front of us, you can hear them. Can I have the Star Wars for the 1140? Mm-hmm. Star Wars for the 1140. We go up, like, two for Star Wars, 1140. She gives us the tickets, and then all you hear is, Star Wars 1140 sold out. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? We got the last two tickets?
That's awesome.
Nice. I was like, holy shit.
Win.
And we ended up sitting in the fourth row at the end, which... The way the theater was, it wasn't as bad as, you know, I thought it was going to be. It was still, you know, watchable. Then my brother wanted to see it, and I told him, I'll go with you to see it, you know, even though how I felt about it. And we got there, and we bought two tickets, and we sat literally in the very first row in the very two middle seats of the theater.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it was hard to watch. I couldn't.
How did you get motion sickness?
I did. I was feeling I had to leave a couple times. I was getting ready to throw up, literally. And we didn't eat nothing. Like I was like ready to vomit. No. I was ready to vomit my fucking soda. I was ready to vomit my soda. Like I was just like, tough. I'm about to puke.
I go to town on pretzel bites.
And
cheese.
I was helping my brother out. We were watching the movie because
Skittle.
He was paying attention to the center of the screen. And something was happening in the far right or far left. So I like elbowed him and was like, I'm pointing up into the air and he's looking over. I could see his head turn all the way over.
Oh, did his nose hit you in the face?
I sat on the right of him. But, yeah, I mean, it was, honestly, it should be illegal that they're stealing money at that point. If you're in the first two rows,
you can't enjoy it.
I saw episode 6 or whatever, I think, in the first row, first seat.
Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, she was 38 when that came out.
Episode 1. And I was like, huh, now Menace? I get it now. Yeah, the Phantom Menace. And
the one with Jar Jar.
Yeah.
The first one with Jar Jar.
Yeah, the first seat, the first row, it was fucking horrible. I was like, never again. Mm-mm. Never again.
Yeah.
So now I'm waiting. I want to see it in the theaters. Did you see it in 3D? Did anybody see it in 3D?
No, I want to watch
there's
it in 3D.
There's a 3D version at the one place that I go to.
I
won't
watch it in 3D. Nah. I don't like watching movies in 3D.
Nope.
I don't really
I get a
either.
Headache.
Yep.
So I was like, when I watched Avatar in 3D, I had to take a break from it because yeah. I thought I was going to fucking throw
it. I saw one of the Transformers movies in 3D. I think it was like the only 3D movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's
and
rough.
I was like, oh, God. Especially when they start moving real fast. Your eyes go crazy.
It doesn't do anything for me.
A nah. Life of Pi I saw in 3D, and it was pretty awesome.
Of course
awesome.
You did.
But, yeah.
We all like to see a Life of Pi in 3D.
But, like, no, I
Someone
saw...
Someone say cake?
I saw My Bloody Valentine in 3D.
Oh, yeah? How ironic.
Yeah. Wow.
Saw a movie about your future.
Her nickname.
Oh, my God. Listen, if I'm not done bleeding by this cruise, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, when's your cruise?
Not this Sunday, next Sunday.
Oh, really?
Nice. Oh, man. You'll be done bleeding.
I mean, salt water's good for it, though. You might want to like dip yourself like a tea bag in the water.
Just don't go swimming in the
sharks
ocean.
Sharks will be everywhere.
Yeah, don't go swimming
don't
in the
fucking air. Ruin it.
Thanks for trying.
She wants to be a mermaid.
Oh.
I smell blood.
That's people swimming up there.
Lots of fetus floating up there.
What's this snack?
I got a penis bone stuck in my anus.
Skittle.
So, all right. So, Missy, you didn't see it. We won't talk about the things that happen, even though you know some
I
of the stuff that happened.
I already know most of the stuff.
So, what do you guys think?
I think it's been 3 weeks. I think spoiler alerts are.
Oh no, you can totally.
Well, no, I was doing it for her. I don't give a shit about who's listening.
Yeah,
I'm talking about her. I mean,
stop listening.
I don't know. No one's listening.
All right. So, what did you guys think of it?
I loved it. I loved it. I did. I liked it a lot.
And Bob, you didn't.
I thought the way it was filmed, like the cinematography. Was exactly like the original three.
That's awesome.
It was so nostalgic. It was cool to see those big Star Destroyers, like, you know, planted into the...
Yeah,
like,
the old...
Like, impacted
yeah,
into the planet.
That was awesome.
And it was just... It was really cool. It was... I was like... And then when you see the Millennium Falcon for the first time,
yeah.
My goosebumps had goosebumps. I was like, holy shit. Like, I was like a kid again. I really did feel like a kid again.
That's awesome.
And I was... You know, there were some parts where I had a smile from ear to ear. I was like, wow, this is... J.J. Abrams did a wonderful job filming this movie. The story, most of the story, certain characters, I don't agree should be in the movie.
Okay.
And honestly, I just don't see the reason for, I don't see the reason for the black guy's role. No, really. I hate to say it like that, but it's true. I don't.
It's going to lead to something, right?
Obviously, it's good. Got to.
Yeah.
But I just think it's odd how they... You know, like, you look at the older movies, and, like, the only black guy in the movies was Lando Calrissian, right? And then the prequels come out, and you have Sam L., and there was a couple, you know, people, like, in other Jedis, I think, were black, and there was a couple people in the Senate that might have been black or whatever. You know, and that's all the fine and good. This kid, this dude that's in the movie, it seems like it was all revolved around him. And I hate to say something that I'm sure is pretty obvious at this point. The movie technically is about that girl. She's really
The movie's about her.
No,
she's either.
But he had a lot of screen time. A lot of screen time he shouldn't have had.
Well, why is that? Well, why do you think he shouldn't have had the screen time?
Because he's nowhere near important as that girl.
How
that,
do you know?
No, you don't know that.
No,
yet.
I do. I do. I know.
How do you
know? No, I do.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I even know who the girl is. I know who she is. I already know. Yeah, obviously you're obviously aren't as big of a fan as I am because I know the backstory. I know who the girl is.
The story changed 5 times.
I know, but the theme is still the same. And that's my point. That black dude, he is a character in the original story, but one, he's not that big of a character. So this guy was added, like they added more shit for him to be in. Like it didn't, his character in the original story doesn't happen this way. This obviously was changed for him and it was like pushed into the screen. The story is supposed to be mostly about her and not this guy. This guy is like, you know, that pilot that was, taken in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Their best pilot.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, right. He's more of a, basically he's the new Han Solo.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He's more important in this story, in the original story, than the black guy is. They made him less important in this story than the black guy is. They gave this guy more stuff to be, like, they added more importance to him. And I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. Because I know what the previous story is. I know who the girl is. You know, technically, the bad guy, Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember the name that was called? Ben?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the story.
That's not his name.
Its name is Jason.
Yeah.
Okay. So they obviously they were changing things around. Sure. And the reason why they did that is because they recycled all the characters from the original movie so much, except for Ben Kenobi. Right. That was the way to tie Ben Kenobi in with all the other nostalgic tie-ins that they made throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So there was really no reason to do it. Like, that's, to me, is not a good, like, just leave it as it is. What's wrong? The original story is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, why would you change it? So whatever, fine. I let that go. But this dude, this, what's it, Finn?
Finn.
Dude.
Irish black guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a, I think it, his character was just way, it was like saturated. It was too saturated.
Did they have googly eyes for each other? Did it seem like that? Like her and him?
Oh, it's obvious that he wants to fuck her.
Well, it's obvious. He does.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Of course he does. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, no. I know I would. I'm saying, remember the part where he said something about a boyfriend? He's like, you don't have a boyfriend, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, it was obvious, you know? Like, of course. But my thing is, and
big black dick. What?
And the other thing I couldn't stand the fact that all of a sudden this motherfucker knows how to wield a fucking lightsaber like he did. Like Kylo Ren, I get that his skills aren't complete. He's not as strong as Darth Vader was, even though he's the new quote unquote Darth Vader.
Right.
But you've been practicing it way long, especially when you can fucking stop a laser in midair in the beginning. Like, you remember that?
Yeah.
Where he kept it. First of all, I've never
walked right by him.
Right. If you have the power to do that, you should be pretty fucking good with that stupid lightsaber, right?
Right.
This black kid picks up the lightsaber for the first fucking time. All of a sudden, he's a fucking musketeer. He holds his own for like 3 minutes.
Maybe he's
bullshit. Born with whatever. Dude, I'm a purist. That was bullshit. Okay. That's why I'm bothered by it.
You're entitled to your opinion.
The other reason why I'm bothered by it is because one of my heroes, my childhood heroes, is no longer, and I'm really upset about that.
Right.
I am devastated. Devastated over it.
Well, let me ask you, in, you know, the original story, is that what happens?
Eventually, but not like that. Not like that way. Right. Not that way.
You know why it's so stupid to talk about it in code. I'm just saying.
No. Yes, it happens. That's not the part that I don't disagree with. That part happening, the death happening, that bothered me on a personal level. That's what I didn't like about that. I'm talking about what I don't like about the movie, meaning like the black kid's role, like why it got so, you know, over embellished. It's not that big of a role. They made it bigger. And I just don't.
But it's not the same story.
I know they changed, they altered it. They still kept some of the theme of the original story. You'll understand.
But you're even like that with superhero movies. You're very pure. Like it doesn't stick to the comic book. I want it to stick. I was very entertained by the movie. I don't give a fuck what the original
but that's
was
because it's not your thing.
But I don't care if it's different.
But again, it's not your thing. Like if you were into something. Like I was, like if you basically like almost like a hobby and then somebody turns it around on you to where it's not familiar anymore, you would probably be like, what the fuck is this? This isn't what I remembered. This isn't what I read. This isn't what I saw, you know, or what I thought the movie would be. And you would probably be on some level disappointed if you were a big enthusiast about it, which I am.
you kind of look at me weird when I say the movie Moneyball stunk because they don't follow what
I thought
really
it was entertaining
happened.
As shit.
But they don't follow what really happens.
I get that. But
and
I'm
that's
not a,
why I hate it.
But I'm not an Oakland A's or Moneyball enthusiast.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying the same thing you're saying. It doesn't follow the way it actually happened.
A lot of movies don't, but I thought this one would.
But what I'm talking about is real. You're talking about a fucking fictional movie.
Right, but based on a book that I read. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody that would be a Harry Potter fan, right, if they read the books and then they turn around and change the movies completely, people would be up in arms over that stupid shit. They would be up in arms
over
it.
But that's fictional.
So is Star Wars.
I'm saying movies like Moneyball, movies like the fucking the Mickey Ward movie that don't follow what actually happened. They annoy me, and you look at me like I'm an asshole when I say that.
When did I look at you like an asshole?
Every time I say Moneyball, you tell me I'm crazy.
I didn't tell you were crazy that you didn't like Moneyball.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I thought
you
it was
did.
A good
Which
movie.
Show is this? Which show?
Yeah, right. Okay. I never called you. You absolutely I would never. I, first of all, I would never call you crazy for not liking a movie like Moneyball. Moneyball wasn't that big deal of a movie. And I saw it like a year after it came out. It's not like I went to the theater to see it. I saw it and I was like, I liked it. I liked the way it was done. I don't give a shit if the story was real. Because I'm not a big. First of all, I care less about baseball. Mm-hmm. The fact that I watched the movie was. You know, amazing, because I don't normally... Last baseball movie I remember watching was Major League. Like, honest to God, that was right on the money. That was, like, the only baseball movie I actually liked a lot, and I would watch again and again. But it's Moneyball. It's like, yeah, I wouldn't call you crazy for not liking Moneyball for the story. What the fuck do I care? I bet you Billy Bean probably wasn't as attractive as Brad Pitt was either. I mean, what's the big... I don't... What the fuck? I don't care. I'm sure there weren't as many women that wanted to fuck Billy Bean as they would want to fuck Brad Pitt. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't... That's... To me, it's nothing. It's like, I'm not interested in that. But Star Wars, even though I know it's fictional and fantasy and all the other stuff, I mean, I grew up on it. That was something I actually, like, would study. That's why I'm like, I'm a huge fucking fan. And that's why it affects me differently than other people, because of how much I invested in it, you know, as a child and even as a teenager and whatever. So for me, that's why I'm like, you know, again, I think the movie was brilliantly shot, and I think there was a lot of great parts, and I did smile a lot, you know, at certain parts or whatever. But I got to be honest with you, it left a bad taste in my mouth with some of the stuff they did. I think it could have been done better. That's my opinion, though. Obviously, I'm wrong because it's the fucking fastest selling or...
I mean, I wouldn't say you're wrong because of it. I watched Avatar. I hated it.
Yeah, I didn't like Avatar.
I mean, I
thought it was stupid. It's not my type of movie, though. Yeah,
I mean, I thought I would really like Avatar. I watched it. And there were some parts where I'm like, okay. But I'll be honest with you. It was too much blue. It really, like, I mean, I know it sounds fucking weird, but
racist.
It's fucking blue. It was too bluish. I'm sick of bluish people. You know, I was tired of all the bluish people.
You're racist, motherfucker.
It was too blue. It was too like. It's like 1 second I'm watching like a movie,
and then it's like a cartoon.
Then it's like an animation, yeah. And I'm like, I, just like the whole Jar Jar Binks thing. When Jar Jar Binks showed up in the first prequel. I lost my shit. I was actually more angry during that about that fucking piece of shit animation and that little fucking turd that played Anakin Skywalker. I was like, this is the worst fucking casting I've ever seen in my life. The whole movie sucked.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, the only cool thing was Darth Maul, and he was barely in the fucking movie. Barely. And it was just awfully done. The ships looked like shit. Like, you know, everybody looked like shit. The characters. I would rather see the Yoda puppet from the original movies. Like, a million of them cloned. Like, Gremlins.
That would be fucking awesome.
It would be awesome. Than to see
million
those
Yodas?
Awful. Like, you remember those? I don't know. Were they supposed to be Korean? Do you remember those characters that were in the first three prequels with the big heads and the big round eyes? And they spoke kind of like Chinese-ish.
And they had round eyes?
No, actually, no. They were like, oh, da. Remember them guys?
It's the stupid round eye.
Yeah. You remember them guys?
The two guys that were like...
They were like twins or something. They wore like...
They were
twins.
Asian. Yeah.
They sound like Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they spoke. And I'm like, what is this awful shit that I watch?
That's fucking
George Lucas. It was like watching... I know. He shit the bed.
And he hates...
He rushed it.
And he's not even liking this movie right now.
Well, no, because it's way better than what the pieces of shit he just released.
They changed the story
in the last decade.
So he said they changed the story.
Yeah, no, I understand.
That story he would have done.
And I wouldn't call 2 and 3 pieces of shit. The Phantom Menace stunk.
No, the Phantom Menace was awful. But I mean, compared to what he did originally with less technology, he really shit the bed on those prequels. They could have been done a lot better.
I really like 2 and 3.
I loved the end of 3. The last 25 minutes Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, yeah.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant to see the birth of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It tied up so much shit in your mind of what happened when you were a child. I was like, that's great. But Jar Jar Binks kept showing up in every fucking movie. And I'm like, Misa getting tired of this motherfucker.
They should have fucking they should have had his dead body in this one.
Well, my girlfriend's sister like totally broke my balls about it, because she said she went and saw the movie before I did, and she said she knows how much I hate Jar Jar Binks,
right.
And she said, "Don't worry, Jar Jar's not in the movie that much." And I'm like, "What? He's in the movie again? How is he still alive? This motherfucker should be dead." You know,
they should have put him in a movie.
And then when I saw the movie and Jar Jar wasn't in it, I'm like, oh, thank fucking God.
I think they should have killed him. I think they should have had his dead body somewhere.
I don't give a fuck about it. Jar Jar Binks is the shit stain on the fucking galaxy of that universe. I mean, talk about... And you want to talk about me racist? Misa not racist. George Lucas is fucking racist. He made that fucking asshole like an uneducated slave from, like, Africa in an animation body. The way he spoke... How, like, could you give him bigger lips, really? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing to these people?
He's almost like Mushmouth from the Cosby.
Oh, my God, it was awful. Yeah. It was fucking awful.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it just... I just love... Didn't you love in the prequels how skilled and how awesome... the lightsaber fights were?
Yeah.
And then you watch the original 3 and they're just like, and there's like one spin.
And they take a 3-minute break to talk and then they go at it again.
Yeah. And then you watch the prequels that come out. They're supposed to take place before this quote unquote more advanced time in the Star Wars galaxy. And they're like fucking Yoda's doing fucking 16 flips in midair.
That was the best part of all the
people. I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, you went too far. You made this shit way too acrobatic. You didn't stay with.
Well, Yoda was a great warrior.
Yes, he was a great warrior. Not doubting that I am. But, you know, the pod race was unfucking.
The Phantom Menace was unwatchable.
It was unnecessary.
The pod race. The whole Phantom Menace was unwatchable.
Do you know why they did the pod race? Because Fast and Furious was popular back then, and they wanted to try to get the Fast and Furious fucking viewers to go see Phantom Menace.
Furious and fast you are.
dude, Paul Walker is rolling in his car right now.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was awful. It was awful. And
very bad.
Now that I saw this new one, The Force Awakens, and I've seen, you know, what they did, I'm trying, I have no choice but to accept what it is, because I'm not going to not watch the next ones that come out that follow this movie. You know, I'm going to watch all of them that come out. If I had to sit through The Phantom Menace in the theater.
Yep, you'll get through these.
I have no problem getting through this. But I just wish that they would have, you know, kind of backed up a little bit. There were certain people that shouldn't have been in it so much, and then there were certain people that should have been in it more that weren't. And that's how I felt about
it. It's all how they edited it and put it together, man. You know, it's not like they shot it.
So you would be...
No, but there is a storyline in the script that they have to follow.
You would be happy knowing what happens in the movie then, before you go see it.
No. Unfortunately, because I know what happens in the original story and that this kind of does follow the original story. They just change some things around because of the time we live in now and because of like certain technology and stuff. They make things different. And they also make certain characters like either less important or more important, which they obviously did in this movie. I already know what happens because I remember reading the other books that came out way after Return of the Jedi, way before the prequels came out. I was a teenager, so I followed it like religiously. I had like the graphic comics and I had the books and, You know, I even had the fucking, they had these books where they had like a record in the back that would actually
oh, yeah, I remember those.
Play the sound effects while you read the book. Like, I was a sicko with this shit. I really was. And, you know, I remember the story. I know what the outcome is at the end of this specific saga. And, you know, it sucks that I know, but I still am no less interested than I would be if I didn't know.
It's almost,
you know,
like what I mean? The Walking Dead with me. I know it's going to, you know.
Yeah, well, like, see, you read, like, anyone that read the book of whatever show is out, or like The Walking Dead, people that already started on the book and knows what happens, you know.
They're mixing it up, but you still know.
Right. It's the same thing. They, what's his name?
And again, just because it happened in the book doesn't mean it's going to happen.
And they've switched it up.
And it's happened that way.
For three seasons, Rick should have one hand.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Exactly. And switch it up.
And not only that, Daryl doesn't exist.
And right. And now, and if you.
And Daryl's one of the most.
If you
favorite character.
If you search online just for Star Wars, there's hundreds of articles speculating on who the girl is. So just because, like, you're not the only person who read these novels.
No, I know. Oh, so I know.
Who you think she is, she may not be.
Well, that's very true. Abrams may change it around.
He's the
next guy.
Which pisses me off.
Well, that pisses me off, too, because
I switched directors in the middle of that.
You know what? The same thing happened with the Spider-Man movies. The guy was like, I'm done. And then when he quit, Maguire quit, and then they laid those two turds after it.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, the newest ones were awful.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You know, so, and they're doing it again. I think they should just let Spider-Man rest for 10 fucking years and then eventually do it over. Cause
I agree.
Well, he's going to be in the new Captain America movie, right?
Is he in the newest one, Civil War, coming out?
I think so, right?
I think so.
I think he's supposed to be in Civil War.
Show, or maybe Avengers.
Which, by the way, did you see previews for Civil War?
Dude, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It makes me think that Spider-Man's not in it because...
I think he's in the next Avengers, not
well,
Civil War.
Well, Civil War... Again, yeah, this is my problem with
your
this
wheelhouse.
Shit. Civil War was this long fucking battle in the Marvel Universe
right. That
actually was interplanetary. It wasn't even just here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't... this story's definitely going to be different. I mean, obviously, you can tell it's going to be different. Spider-Man is in Civil War at some point. As a matter of fact, I believe it's Civil War where the black suit is introduced.
Okay.
Before Venom ever comes along.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Civil War is where it's birthed. So something, they're on another planet through like a wormhole or something. They basically imagine like time travel to another planet where they fight basically like almost like clones of themselves and like these, I don't know, like these Avengers type fucking enemies that you would see. And, Spider-Man's suit gets all tattered and torn during the fight. And he finds this, like, suit or this whatever, that organism that actually takes form as a suit. And if something happens to it, it repairs itself. Only when he gets back to Earth is when it starts to, like, consume him with, like, evil thoughts and eventually he separates himself. It becomes Venom. Glad I let that boring story out. And I could just hear people falling asleep.
Fucking nerd.
My girlfriend's snoring right now if she's listening. I think that's why she stays with me, because I can put her to sleep easy. But
Ambien.
I think this Civil War movie that's coming, this Captain America one, I think there might be another one coming out after it. Same thing. Like a continuation. Like, I don't think this Civil War is going to be the last Captain America Civil War. I think there's going to be another one that's going to come out that's going to complete this. And maybe Spider-Man will show up. Because I heard the same rumors. He's going to either be in Avengers or one of these other...
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I think it's Avengers. I could be wrong.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys watched Daredevil on Netflix.
No.
I started.
That Jessica Jones, they're doing a Punisher.
Yeah.
And then they're all going to tie together.
And a Luke Cage. They actually tie in with... The Avengers.
Yeah.
Because it all takes place in different boroughs of New York, these shows. And they all start right after the first Avengers movie, where the war in New York City ended. Because they talk about it in the shows.
The incident.
The incident, right. Yeah. That's what they call it, the incident. And they just, same thing with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. literally follows the timeline, right. Will lead you into every single movie that comes out, which is awesome. Because, like, I watch it religiously. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a shit ton of new fucking heroes and You know, there's a movie coming out in like 2018 or 19 called The Inhumans that actually has directly to do with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie. It's another group of like superheroes that come out later that will eventually team up with like the Avengers and be part of the two of them were in the last Avengers movie. You remember that girl and the guy, the fast guy. Those are Inhumans.
The Blair Witch.
Witch. Yeah. The Hulk was standing in the corner looking at the ball. Hulk said, it's just a lot of this shit ties together. I mean, I don't even know. I think there's a possibility that Deadpool might even be tied in at some point.
Very
did you see the preview for that?
Oh, of course.
That looks fucking great.
He's a nut. I love
it. Yeah. But there's also, he could be tied in with the next round of X-Men movies if they ever do. Because I heard they're doing like originals of each.
Yeah.
Like they're going to do a Magneto origin and, you know.
Why not? Fucking.
Hey, it's a moneymaker. If I was ahead of a studio, I would try to sign all of this shit because you wouldn't have to worry about any other.
We're going to have to keep remaking fucking movies.
People are going to see it. People are going to see it.
Yeah.
Regardless, whether you're a purist or a fan or even someone never got into it.
Especially if you take the X-Men, there's 8,000 different stories you could tell.
Right. There's so many different X-Men. Mm-hmm. They all have different, just like the rest of the people in Marvel. Spider-Man has a different story from the Incredible Hulk. You know, Captain America has a different story from Iron Man. I mean, honestly, Iron Man is the only movie in the whole string of movies lately that have been sucking, like haven't been as good as the first. The second one was okay, but the third one really was kind of like, what is this?
It wasn't bad. The first one was great.
Now, Pepper Potts is a fucking badass.
Yeah. Like,
I put her back in Shallow Hal.
I see what you're saying.
Superheroes
are there, you know?
You know what the problem is, though? Because this is such like the rage now, and it has been for a while, I think movie studios are pushing too hard to get these out so fast.
Yeah, I agree.
And what's happening is they're lacking on, you know, story.
I agree. Because when I was a kid, I fucking...
You'd have to wait a decade for something to come out.
I loved The Thing. Like, that was one of my favorite superhero comics to read. And these movies that they keep putting out are fucking horrible.
I didn't see the new Fantastic Four.
I won't see the new Fantastic Four.
I heard it's awful. I will watch it when it's on cable. Like, I won't pay money to watch it. Like, I won't rent it. But when it comes on HBO, whatever channel it comes on, I will watch it. I can't not. If I sat through a piece of shit like Ben Affleck as Daredevil, I can sit through Fantastic Four, the remake. Because the second Fantastic Four sucked dick.
Silver Surfer?
And the Silver Surfer is awesome.
Yeah.
It was not him. It was the fucking, the killer planet that was stupid. Like, you can't, that's a comic book thing. You can't translate that on the big screen and have people accept it.
Yeah.
There's no, like, emotion with this planet.
Yeah.
It's just this big mass that's moving towards Earth and causing it to implode. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Show something.
Get fired up over comics.
Dude, I really do because it's so easily fixed.
Yeah, like, I just feel like the Fantastic Four movies just let me down so much. The very first one was okay.
Right.
And then since then, the second one stunk, and then the new one probably stinks. It looks terrible.
And I actually enjoyed, like, when I saw the trailer for the newest one, the one that ended up sucking.
Mm.
Okay. The trailer looked good. I was like, oh, this looks darker. It's not as, like, comical. I kind of like that. It's kind of reminds you of how you look at the, you look at the Val Kilmer Batman, and then you look at, like, the Dark Knight. Mm. How dark the Dark Knight was, you know. Well, this is the same thing. You're going from the super bright colors in Fantastic Four and the weird looking thing that looks like it's made of rubber. And this one actually looks like a bunch of rocks that are moving on them at all times. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, this is cool. And I like the cast, you know. And by the way, if anybody's thinking, why the fuck is there a black guy and a white girl, the Storm brother and sister, Johnny Storm and Sue Storm, there's a comic version where they're adopted and one's black and one's white. So anyone that thinks, what the fuck is this
That's what he went with.
Right. Yeah. And that's fine. That was a black Green Lantern.
Yep.
It's okay. If it's part of the original, it makes sense.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Right. Green Lightning. But, I thought the trailer looked great. And then I heard the reviews and people were saying, I heard people walked out of the theater. Like, people were walking out of the theater the first week it was open.
Really? Wow. That bad?
Yeah, that's what I heard. This, it got like 4-star or a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that.
That's bad. And
four or five on IMDb. Like, that's horrible. I mean, I don't know how you could have fucked that up. Dr. Doom was such a cool fucking bad guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, even when he fought Spider-Man, he was cool, you know? And, wow, how did you shit the bed on that? Like,
very easily. I mean, you know,
it's all
the director's interpretation.
Yeah.
If you get the wrong director, you're fucked, man. You know, like the Batman, what's his name? Ruined Batman. Tim Burton. Right?
No, he did. You know, Tim Burton did the first one. Tim Burton did the first two.
Did he? Which one with all the colors? With all the fucking.
Oh, what, with like Mr. Freeze and shit?
Yeah. Shoemaker.
That's it. Yeah. Tim Burton. Yeah. Schumacher. Yeah. You're right.
Whatever, whichever Jew. No, Burton did a wonderful job with Michael Keaton was
right.
Awesome.
And it was his choice, and people were like, you're fucking nuts, right? Remember, everybody?
Michael Keaton was, because when I heard Michael Keaton was going to be Batman.
Yeah, Mr. Mom?
I lost my shit. I was like, now, I wasn't like super angry, but I was like, that doesn't make sense. Dude. But then I'm thinking, you know, maybe he could pull it off, but I'm thinking, you know, you look at the comic books, right? And you're like, Bruce Wayne has like a full head of hair.
Yeah.
A decent like hairline, you know, wasn't kind of balding in the front, you know, and was like, you know, I guess in the comic version, like the chiseled look.
Yeah.
And you watch Keaton and Mr. Mom and all these other movies.
He looks like an everyday dude.
He's like a dad, yeah, you know. He's just like a.
Whatever. That's right. He was a great Batman. He was an average Bruce Wayne.
No, exactly. I disagree. I thought he was a wonderful Bruce.
See,
Wayne.
See, I think Christian Bale looked the part. Of Bruce Wayne.
I agree with
no,
you.
No, Christian Bale definitely looked the part of Bruce.
That's why honestly, I think he was a really good Bruce Wayne.
But that's why I thought Keaton was so brilliant. Is that I bought it that he was Bruce Wayne. Like the way his demeanor, the way he acted, how he spoke, the way he was with like Kim Basinger in the movie, the way he confronted the Joker as Bruce Wayne. I was like, I'm buying this. Like, this is brilliant acting right now. And I had to give credit to Burton. I was like, this is a great cast. Like, yeah. A great casting for Batman.
Right.
I was completely sold. And when he came back in the second one, I was like, awesome. And then.
They fucked it up.
And yep. Then the shit started going downhill. Val Kilmer was the third one?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not only that, you had to add that pretty, that fucking Princess Robin in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what a fucking douchebag. I never liked Robin. Yeah. Fuck no, Robin.
I feel like nobody really liked
Robin. Is the,
he gets zero
Robin
respect.
Is the fucking pussy
he's a fucking
of
Robin,
DC.
For Christ's sake.
And then they try to make him all badass when he's on his own Nightwing, and they have all these different variations. Fuck you. You're still a fucking homo. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, always following Batman around. Get the fuck out of here. You have like the...
Robin's like the worst sidekick in history.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I would rather see like a midget running around with Batman in like a bag.
I'd rather see Robin Quivers.
She'd always give their position away with her stupid laugh.
Yeah. Oh, Howard.
Yeah, honestly, Val Kilmer was a breath of fresh air after I saw George Clooney as Batman.
George Clooney was the worst.
I was like, wow, Puerto Rican Batman.
Yeah, seriously.
Like 5 o'clock shadow on Batman. Like, are you seeing?
I love Clooney too, but he was terrible.
He was horrible.
Worst movie. Worst movie choice he ever took. What worst movie role he ever took.
Bad.
And there's just certain people that shouldn't be superheroes. And to be honest with you, I'm getting over the fact that Ben Affleck is now going to be Batman. I'm kind of getting over because. Technically, this Batman is supposed to be like 50 years old.
Right.
And I can buy that it's him. But after what I saw he did with Daredevil, he shit the bed in that. He was awful. Awful. Like, Ben Affleck was a horrible actor in that movie.
But Ryan Reynolds was terrible in Green Lantern. But yeah. I feel like he's going to be really good with Deadpool.
I don't think he was terrible in Green Lantern.
That was a shit movie.
The movie was shit. I thought he was great.
Eh.
The problem is Green Lantern was never known to be that fun or funny.
Yeah, like that
Green Lantern was like a serious like didn't have a sense of humor. That was Deadpool in Green Lantern's outfit. No, it really was. Yeah, yeah. It was, or even he would be a great Joker because he's so like
animated.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Animated. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, good job. You're Green Lantern, but like, really? Like,
this Green Lantern did suck, though.
It was terrible. Oh, it was terrible.
I was super pissed because he's one of my favorite superheroes.
See, he's one of my least favorite. Him and Aquaman, to me, useless.
I don't give a shit.
I completely agree with those.
Useless. And they're doing an Aquaman movie.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to be
Aquaman.
Vinny Chase.
No, the guy from Game of Thrones, the one that married the dragon chick in the first season that died.
Samoa or something?
Yeah.
Really?
He's actually in the new Superman movie coming out.
Is he really?
Batman vs. Superman.
Oh,
He'll be a badass. Wonder Woman is fucking gorgeous. And they're going to do a movie about her.
Cool. Yawn.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. It's like watching women's basketball.
It really is. Yeah. I hate to be sexist, even though I know I am.
She should be in the kitchen.
But
Jessica Jones is really good.
I actually started watching it, and I thought it was boring as fuck. And then I kind of stayed with it, like piece by piece. Mm-hmm. And then like midway through the season, I was like, all right, it's getting better.
Yeah.
And I liked it because of I know what the spinoff. Luke Cage is a spinoff coming off of that. And then the Punisher, who's showing up in the new season of Daredevil this coming season, and the guy who's playing the Punisher is the dude, what's his name? Rick's best friend he killed in the
Shane.
Yes,
Shane,
yeah. Oh,
he's the Punisher, and I'm like, perfect. I buy it. Frank Castle, him. Yeah. I can see it.
Yep.
I mean, they got Thomas Jane to do it in the first movie.
So I like that first movie.
I did too.
I thought Thomas Jane was good.
I think he did a good job, but he doesn't look like the Punisher.
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought he did a good job.
Punisher was very ethnic looking. He was Italian, basically. Castle was a shortened name of his. I think his real last name was like Castellano, and Frank Castle was the.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll punch you your fucking face in.
I'm fucking to kill you now. Yeah.
You kill my whole family. You should have just killed my wife.
I pay you.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be tied in with the future Avengers movie. I have no idea, man.
There's a
correlation. That Thanos dude
is
going to be in, I don't know if it's the next Avengers movie or the one after it.
I don't know, but I don't think he's in the next Guardians. I think they're skipping him.
Well, yeah, because he's going to be part of the Avengers at some point. Right. But I wonder if there's.
It's too fucking much.
It is. It's too much.
At one point, they all tie in together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough.
I wasn't a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
I love that movie.
It was so entertaining. I'm not into those people. That comic. That
racist
just not
motherfucker.
Like, it's not those people.
I mean, that whole story.
He doesn't like coons.
I'm not into it.
You don't like a talking raccoon?
That's what I meant.
That was actually pretty funny.
He was awesome.
You don't like Vin Diesel?
Groot?
Yeah.
I am Groot.
That was his best acting job ever.
ever. I agree. Ever.
That's the only time I ever understood him.
Best line of the movie when, what's his name? The wrestler.
Batista.
Batista. His character, when he talks about after they lost that little fight in the middle of the movie to the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got selfish because of his family.
Yeah.
And then the raccoon was like, boo, my wife and child are dead. And then the fucking Vin Diesel, I am Groot. I don't care if it's bad. Like, I love how he knows it. It's like Chewie. He's like a Chewie. It's great. I just love it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm sitting there. I'm like, that's fucking great.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I was never into that. The Guardians of the Galaxy bullshit. I have the superheroes that I like.
I wasn't into the Galaxy, like the comic.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I almost bought one when I was younger, and I put it down because I found an X-Men one that I didn't have. It was part of a series that I was trying to collect. So I put that one down and got that. So I never really got into I knew the story because I looked it up, and I'm like, it doesn't really tie in with all the main guys like X-Men, Spider-Man, Avengers, all them guys. So I really didn't care too much,
And I always thought it was kind of like Marvel meets Star Wars in a way. Like, right. It was a different type. Because obviously it doesn't take place on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you're more attracted to what's going on in, you know, Gotham. Or not Gotham, but you know what I mean? Like, in these realistic Earth places. Right. That, you know? Even New York. Because it seems like almost all of Marvel takes place in fucking New York. Which I don't get. There's plenty of nice cities out there.
Just keep destroying New York.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't think it's the aliens that are doing it. I think it's the illegal aliens that are doing it. Let's see Marvel make a movie about that. The Avengers start deporting people.
Oh, my God.
The Hulk's got like 16 Mexicans in each hand.
When they're all like 60 years old, they're the Coast Guard now.
Hulk deport! Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this year in movies. As much as I've been waiting for that Star Wars movie to come out, I am Batman vs. Superman Suicide Squad are hands down the top two movies I have to fucking see this year.
Yeah.
And there's even other ones that I'm just not thinking right now off the top of my head that are supposed to be real big this year. But yeah, I can't wait for them to. I can't wait to see the whole Suicide Squad thing, which that ties into Batman vs. Superman, which is cool. So that's going to come out first, actually.
I hope so.
It will. I think Batman vs. Superman doesn't come out till like the fall.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The Suicide Squad thing comes out first because Batman is in Suicide Squad for like a minute.
Interesting.
Yeah. So. Oh, man. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. I'm like. And a tornado of superheroes.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we had to stop ragging on you. No pun intended.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We had to stop bloody ragging on you.
Yeah. Did you guys see any other movies? Non-superhero or fantasy related?
Nada.
No. I kind of want to see The Revenant. I keep hearing.
Yeah, I
heard
it
was
that.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks the new commercials that they're showing looks great. Like I know about the bear scene and everything.
Have you ever heard of Dragon Box?
Well, there's your dragon sound.
I'm not talking about Missy.
Thanks.
Yeah, I had a Dragon Box.
What exactly is it? I know because somebody I know
you can get
watched The Revenant before it even came out.
Yeah, you can get that. Yeah, it's almost like a Netflix type of thing, but. You can watch. You can really watch. You can.
Do you have to pay for individual movies?
I don't know. I don't know the
You're
whole.
You're fucking useless.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Never heard of Dragon Box, but it sounds.
I heard of Dragon Box.
Is it like DragonBox.com?
I haven't looked it up yet. I was just curious.
I want to see The Revenant. Oh yeah, yeah.
Keeping you up?
No.
Okay.
She's tired. She's lost a lot of blood.
I hear you.
Shut up.
Need transfusion.
Transfusion?
Yeah. Gets blood in you. Yeah.
Yeah, they stick a tube in your pussy and just shoot blood in there.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Is it like that sling box thing?
I think so.
Similar, but you can watch movies that are in
the theater. So it's like an illegal box.
No, I don't think it's illegal.
Really? I want in. It sounds like a great investment.
My guess would be you have to pay for every movie, but I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
I was just saying this to my brother last week when we left the movie. I said, I can't wait for the technology where you don't have to leave your house to watch a movie that's in the theater. Like, I can't wait for that to happen.
Like that?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works, though.
You know, like, why can't they have an on-demand version of the movie theater? I would rather watch it at home.
Well, yeah.
And you know what? I don't care if it'll be $40.
You can do that when you go to Atlantic City.
Huh?
When you go to Atlantic City, there's an option in the rooms that says, do you want to watch what's in the theaters right now?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they never want you to stop going to the movie theater because where else are you going to spend $24 on popcorn and a Coke?
But what I'm saying, I understand your point. I get your point, but... You know, then make it super expensive because I would rather spend $50 at home than have to go out and spend $35, $40.
But
make it pay-per-view money.
They would have to make it $50 or $60.
Yeah, I get it.
Because
I get it.
It's like a pay-per-view.
If they charge $15 and all of us sit there and watch a movie, they're not making the money they should be making.
I will gladly pay $60 to watch a movie I really want to see in a theater at home because I don't have to fucking go nowhere. You're paying for the convenience of not leaving your house.
And I hear you, but they'll never do that because
no, I know
for $60, you can pile 15 people in there and watch the movie.
I get
what you're saying. I would like to sit
but trust me, I'm not going to be the one to have a movie party. So
I'm not talking about you specifically.
I got to find out more about this Dragon Box.
Google that shit.
Yeah. It looked like you had to buy an actual box.
You have to buy an actual box.
It's an actual box.
It's almost $300. I'll ram it up your box. The box is almost $300.
Right, but it's worth it if you don't have to pay for the movies.
Right, it's worth it.
Yeah. It says it transforms your TV into a giant tablet.
Is it a dragon?
And then it lets you download hundreds of things.
You probably download it all illegally and just watch it on your TV All right, never mind.
Oh, so it's...
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
You could fucking do that on your laptop.
That's I remember back in the day, they used to have these things where you can buy like a kit to take your TV and magnify it real big on a screen.
I remember that shit.
It sounds kind of like that.
It's similar.
Well, that's stupid. I don't want to do that. I'd rather just watch it on my tablet illegally.
Your phablet.
Right.
Yeah, it's called a streaming media box.
Same thing as like Roku, but you can get regular movies. Movies in the theater.
I am Roku. Samurai Warrior. Also in Phantom Menace. I don't know. I'm not buying no stupid fucking
box. That's what it is. I'm looking all about it
right now. Don't pay for a box.
Yeah.
Got a cable box, an Xbox. I'm good. I got enough boxes.
Lunchbox.
I munch box. I have a lunch box. Box of cookies.
Blood box.
Blood. Always.
Missy's got a moneymaker. She's sitting on a blood bank.
Yeah.
Donate that shit.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding me? She needs the blood. We need to. What's your blood type?
Core.
AB.
HIV?
AB.
AB. That's
I wish she would have said AB. I would have fucking lost it.
AB. AB. AB, is that the one that's like common? Like probably. Universal? I forget.
No, O is universal.
No.
O.
O negative is the one that's rare, right?
Yeah, but it is universal. It's rare and universal. It's not like AB. AB has to go to ABs. A's have to go to A's. O can go to AB, A, anybody. But not that many people have O.
I think I do.
O, Aladine.
Right.
O.
I actually don't know my blood type. Do you guys know yours?
I don't know mine.
I think mine's O or O negative.
I have a blood card.
So do I.
You keep that in your underwear?
Mine's Greece.
Pretty much at this point.
What's the symbol for Greece? Oil. That's my blood.
Oh!
Maybe I don't have it anymore.
Oh!
I might have mine.
Carry a blood card?
Yeah, man. What if I need a transfusion?
They'll fucking take your blood type. Prick
your
finger.
Oh my God, that was
wasting
awesome.
Valuable time.
Oh, I don't have mine anymore. Oh,
positive.
Is that what you are? O positive?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't remember if I'm positive or negative.
I gotta check.
One of the two.
Oh.
Andrew Dice Clay over there.
That's literally what it sounds like. Oh my God.
Saul Rosenberg.
Jesus.
Is that what it sounds like when Jews make love?
Missy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
No. Dick.
Missy, relax.
Dick.
Oh.
Oh, God. Vain dicks.
Whoa.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. You're talking about fucking veiny dicks.
Veiny dicks. That is so adorable.
That laughs. Right after. That is so adorable.
I can't wait to come.
Oh, my God.
That's so gay.
Huh?
Ew! That's because I grew up black.
I was barely in high school when they
cracked it. All right. You have to like suck on it.
You do have to like suck on it.
I know. No, 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 no. But they're itty bitty, teeny tiny, little bitty
idiots.
Oh my God.
Missy's got some great ones, man.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs. Holy shit.
Dumbass.
Yeah, we had a whole discussion about that, too. Yeah, man. Handkerchiefs versus handkerchiefs.
Only us.
Bah. Bah. Bah.
Jesus.
Boom.
Let's shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's get out of here.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Wait, real quick.
Oh, never mind.
2 minutes. I got a update from CBS Sports. John Gruden let Eagles know he's interested in replacing Kelly. Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
That, dude. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
What?
I hate John Gruden.
You hate John Gruden?
Do you really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a way to
terrible.
Go.
All terrible.
Right. Well, on that note.
I was just curious what you guys thought.
Me like I mean...
I like it.
Fuck that dude.
Why do you hate him?
Why do you
much?
Hate him?
Terrible.
He's
why?
He was a good coach.
Ugh.
What? I'm so confused.
What's your reasoning? Because he looks like a Chucky doll?
No, because I don't think he's a good coach.
Oh.
Why not?
I think he's average at best.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been talking like for a couple days now that was going to happen.
Yeah.
What, John Gruden?
Like yeah.
This is the first I heard that.
That's the first.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This Gase guy is what I keep hearing.
Yep.
I didn't hear that person.
Yeah, yeah, that's all we've been talking about.
I hope Mace gets a job.
Fugace, that's what I think he is.
Fugace?
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of hoping for Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
I would love Wolverine.
No, Hugh Jackson. I know what I said.
All right, take us home.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Don't forget to go on iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. Smooches.
Smooches.
Bye now.
See. Bye, nigga! Sing everything I said before.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.